HavenFootball.net, in cooperation with the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County, is pleased to present the 35th Annual 2011 Hero Bowl.
Fire down the scene. Big tight end Dave Wilson at the 42, across the 40, stretches down near the 35-yard line. Gain of 26 on the play. Back to pass. Has plenty of time. Firing deep down the near sideline. Looking. Aaron Benson in coverage, and it is caught. A tremendous catch down near the 31-yard line. Back is Humes. Five-step drop. Firing deep down the scene. Pinto is open. He's got it. Touchdown. The tight end. Ridley connection. Al Humes, the running Pinto down the scene.
Tonight's game is sponsored by TD Bank, America's most convenient bank, with convenient branches all over Delaware County. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield. Steak, chicken, and shrimp done the Outback way. Eat in or take out. State Farm agent Bob Scatina in Swarthmore. For home, auto, and life. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. EasyStream.com. Broadcasting your high school sporting events over the internet couldn't be easier with EasyStream. Beckabell's Hallmark in Brookhaven, the best little Hallmark store in Delaware County. Give a card. It's the biggest little thing you can do. Tonight's game features a contest between the Del Valle League High School Football All-Stars and the Central League Football All-Stars. Here are tonight's announcers, the regular season internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
As I walked into Quick Stadium here on the campus of Widener University tonight, I was handed a program for the 35th annual Delaware County High School All-Star Football Game, known here as the Hero Bowl. 130 pages in this program, most of them with large ads just listing the names of firefighters, EMS specialists, police officers, and so many more people, literally by the thousands, that we take for granted every single day. Tonight, we pay tribute over the next 3 hours or so with 90-plus high school seniors putting on the football pads one more time, over a dozen coaches volunteering their time and services over the last several weeks, getting together what, again, has become a terrific tradition here in Delaware County on the campus of Widener University, the 35th Annual Hero Bowl, an all-star game for Delaware County high school senior football players here at Widener University. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll, voice of the Strathaven Panthers during the regular season and our mid-year football fix here at Widener for the Hero Bowl for, I guess, the fourth or fifth time now. Fourth time we've broadcast this live, or maybe you're catching it on the archive. But, again, just a tremendous tradition ongoing through the work of many, many people on the Hero Bowl committee and, of course, the blood, sweat, and tears of the players over the last several weeks to throw together offenses, defenses, special teams, and a whole lot more here to put on what should be a very entertaining game over the next 2 or 3 hours or so. And, of course, joining me here, as always, the webmaster at HavenFootball.net, Mike Mayer. And, Mike, again, you just flash me the sun. This is the fourth time we've been doing this, and we see a lot of familiar faces year after year here, from stadium personnel, from the people at Widener, to the guys on the Hero Bowl committee, some of the reporters who are here and walking through as we speak. And more importantly, you look at some of the fans, and sure, the faces will change as it's different kids playing and so forth, but the school colors stay the same. You got a contingent from Chester, from Academy Park, from Strathaven, from Garnet Valley, from Marple Newtown, and to see all these fans sitting on the same sideline and just enjoying themselves for a football fix in June. This is Christmas in June for us. It's just a lot of fun.
Well, I'm talking about Christmas in June. We really lucked out with the weather. For those of you who don't live around here, maybe listening, you know, out of the area, we have just been brutalized by a very early heat wave, high humidity, tremendous heat, totally unexpected. When I say unexpected, you know, it's the end of May, beginning of June. Of course, we had a spectacular Memorial Day weekend, which was nice, but it just led into the work week, and it was brutal. Thank goodness this game was played tonight, not last night, because last night, I don't know if the players could have made it, but I think we would have been passing out in the booth. As it is, we have four fans going, and the sun is just beginning to fall below the tree line over here, so that the field is almost completely covered in shadow, which will be good. In a little while, it'll be out of our eyes, will make our lives a little bit easier. But this is a tremendous evening. And with weather like this, I certainly hope they pack him in. Right now, stands are about two-thirds full, and of course, they will fill in it being a work day. but it's a great experience for these kids. A lot of them, you know, may not go on to play football in college. A lot of them have plans to, but it may not work out. So this may be the last hurrah for some of them. Certainly it is their last hurrah in a high school environment.
22 different helmets tonight, 22 different schools here in Delaware County represented, and again, we'll do our very best. This is the most difficult game to call of the year as we look at kids that we, A, either haven't seen during the regular season in 2010, B, you mix in the idea that they are wearing different numbers for those that we have seen, and now on top of it, which has become a great tradition here, they put, for their own high school helmets, they end up putting stickers from their teammates' helmets all over the place. So we'll do the best we can to identify different people, and we'll be naming every name on each roster at some point. But at any rate, both teams are being introduced here over the PA system as the stadium starts to fill up. We are moments away from kickoff, and that being said, one of the fans we have here tonight, not fans cheering the game, but literally electric fans keeping us cool, actually belongs to my daughter, so I will bring this home later on, Neela. Go to bed. Do well for Mom. Go to bed on time. You and Nolan, I know, are listening right now, but it's time for bed, and I will bring your fan home later on tonight and let you know who won between the East and the West. And the kids were asking before I came, hey, are you going to see the Panthers? I said, well, some of them. Some of the Panthers are in the game tonight, but so are the Raiders, and so are the Clippers, and so are the Patriots, and so are the Bucks, and so are the Churchmen, and so are the Tigers and Cougars and so many others. Again, 21 schools in all represented. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It's always a good game, but it's always a completely unpredictable game if no other reason than because these kids have practiced for the last couple of weeks. A lot of the practices were called off because of the heat or reduced. So we end up in a situation where they have very limited play time. The offensive coaches want to have very limited amounts of play calling because they can't do too much. There are certain rules in effect because it's an all-star game. They single man coverage, or I'm sorry, it's, I guess it's zone coverage only. Or is it single man?
It's man coverage. Limitations about blitzes,
right,
and so forth. So.
You know, they try to make it as competitive as they can. And you know, in the past 4 years we've done this, the games have been competitive for at least the better part of one half of the game, and then sometimes they got blown out. But that's okay. It's just great to see the kids out here. We won't be broadcasting again until the very beginning of September when the Panthers start their season. And we haven't broadcast since the PIA championships in December,
week before Christmas. Yeah.
So for us, it's a fix as well. It's kind of fun to get out here and just see kids in uniform again. And, of course, I'll keep saying this probably all night long. If you're in the area and you're thinking about coming, it is gorgeous out here. The weather, it's been a little warm in the stands, but about half the stands now are in the tree line. And the another 15 minutes, this whole stadium will be in shadow, and it will become very comfortable because there certainly is low humidity tonight. So this should be a great game. Hopefully you won't see much cramping. These kids have been out in the heat, so they should have some endurance for themselves. And this could be a very interesting game. We have two squads I think are fairly evenly matched. I would probably give it to the West a little bit. To the West a little bit for speed. But we got pretty good-sized linemen on the East side, so we'll see how it goes.
And the East suiting up 52 players tonight, the West 42. And just to make it a little bit easier on our fans listening at home, the West squad is comprised of Central League teams plus the Haverford School and Episcopal Academy. The East squad is essentially Del Valle teams plus the Glen Mills School, Monsignor Bonner, and Cardinal O'Hara. So again, it's 12 schools in all for the West, 42 players taking the field tonight. For the East, 52 players on the roster, and representing 10 different schools. So again, it over the years has changed from time to time. In terms of trying to balance it out, I remember Cardinal O'Hara at one point was on the west side of this game and so forth. But again, it's they make this as even and competitive as possible. And we saw, was it 2 years ago, a game that went three or four overtimes,
right.
And really just a whole lot of fun. And even before the game, I was on the field probably an hour and a half before the game time. even considering each of these teams has practiced, what, maybe six, seven times over the last 3 weeks, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see lots of high fives. You can see the camaraderie on both sides of it. You know, these are kids that banged heads all season long, playing, you know, in rivalry games left and right, week after week. And now you see these guys, you know, working together and really, as much as this is a fun game, there is a pride factor involved. These two teams will go at it head-to-head tonight and look to win it. So,
oh, and there's a definitely ongoing conflict between bragging rights for Central League as you know, opposed to other leagues, other teams, Catholic schools versus public schools. I mean, there's some competition out there. And unlike, I think, what you see in an NFL Pro Bowl, these kids are really going to play with abandon. They're not worried about getting hurt. First of all, when you're 17, 18 years old, you know you're immortal and invincible anyway. But they come out here and they throw themselves at this game. They don't. You can hear it really when they warm up. You know, this is it. This is game night. We got to get it together. This is it. Do or die. I mean, the same kind of stuff you would hear in a championship game or a playoff game or any Friday night in the fall. So these kids take this seriously. A lot of them know each other, and a lot of them will probably know each other for the next 30 years, and they want to be able to, if nothing else, no matter what their season was like this year, they want to say, yeah, but we reached at the Hero Bowl.
So we have a few people to thank really for year after year have stepped up to make this game possible. TD Bank is the sponsor of main sponsor for tonight's game, along with several others. But TD Bank has stepped up in a big way to help put this on. Outback Steakhouse has year after year fed every player and their families the night before the game. So they had a big get-together last night over in the gym here at the athletic complex at Widener. And again, these guys, if nothing else tonight, come in well fed.
Well, and we say this every year because I Brian hasn't had the advantage of it. His kids haven't gotten to teenagers. Mine, of course, have come and gone as teenagers. But I had a couple kids who played ball. And if you think feeding your kids now is an issue, when these kids start walking in hungry after a practice and you're looking at 250, 275, these kids can put it away. I have no idea what Outback spends. But believe me, they're feeding, 100 kids plus their families. It's a chunk of change, and it's great for them to do it. They cook it right there at the facility here at Widener. They bring a huge truck in, refrigerated truck, and they go from salads to chicken, steak, desserts, drinks. Drinks, obviously, are sodas and water and things. It's a terrific experience, I think, for the kids. And like you said, Brian, they're well fed. But I just think it's a terrific effort on Alphabet's part to do this every year.
Some other acknowledgments and so forth. The president of Widener University, Dr. James T. Harris, the new head football coach at Widener, Isaac Collins, they all take a big part in getting this together and getting everybody all set for what's going to be a fun night. The Hero Bowl committee, I'll rattle off their names very quickly. The honorary game chairperson is Tom McGarrigle from the Delaware County Council, but he's joined on the committee by Joseph Albany, Carlo Borgia, Isaac Collins, Barb Darkow, Alan Davis, Cerise Dixon, Pat Felker, Mark Fetterman, Edward Finn, Michael Mike Gilley, Adrian Irving, Jerry Kennedy, Nicole Coben, Joseph Locke, William Lovejoy, who I was chatting up before the game, and thank you to Bill for all the roster number changes and so forth. These kids change jerseys sometimes as fast as they change their socks, and it always happens an hour before game time, much to the chagrin of the PA announcer and me, and nobody else really worries about that, I guess.
Right.
Robert Lithgow, John Maffey, Mark Manfrey, Tom McGarrigle, George Monroe, Marion Nelson, Scott Nixon, Gene McCoy, Lindsey Reichert, William Reynolds, David Trout, who again is in charge of the Outback
right.
Effort there from last night, Robert Wilson and Tom Warlow, thank you for helping put this on year after year, and now 35 years in a row for the Hero Bowl, and really going to the Hero Scholarship Fund. All monies go to a scholarship fund for the children of fallen firefighters, police officers, and EMTs, those who were lost in the line of duty. So, again, this is a game that tugs on the heartstrings of a lot of people around here who are at the game and a lot of people around the county. We have quite the presentation pregame of the colors, and, we mention it every year. All the game officials are active volunteer firefighters or police officers or EMTs themselves, so the dedication of time beyond, above and beyond what they're already doing day after day to keep this county as safe as it is and as productive as it is. Really, again, just a terrific effort, and as always, going above and beyond.
And you know, listen, we might as well note that, I shouldn't say might as well, we here at HavenFootball.net, in support of this organization, perform our services at absolutely no charge. We pay for the broadcast fees. We donate our time and efforts. Pete Fulginetti will be here a little bit later to help with the spotting. Paul Heises, whose son Alex is playing tonight, said he really just wanted the night off to be able to sit down and relax one last time to watch his kid play, and we fined him $1,000 and said he could do it. No, we said that
and
was
donated
great.
Donated it to the Hero Fund? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
That we said that was fine, and he said that we can see him here from the stands. And then EasyStream.com, which is our actual server that that you're listening to listen to this broadcast, they also volunteered their services, so the fees that we would normally pay them have been waived as their part and parcel of this. So it's just a great effort on everybody's part, and like I said, if you can make it down here, there's still plenty of seats. Come on down and enjoy a nice, fun evening out. Weather is terrific. Clear blue skies. It should be just a great, great time tonight for a couple hours.
We're going to take a short break, come back for a little more pregame as we get closer to kickoff here. We'll start introducing some of the players that you'll hear their names called tonight. Be back for the national anthem and a whole lot more. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a few moments after a few words from our sponsors. You're listening to the 2011 Hero Bowl from Widener University on HavenFootball.net.
In Australia, we always have a fresh take on life, and everyone's invited to the barbie. And at Outback Steakhouse, that same fresh spirit inspires everything we do, like our extra-large snow crab legs, freshly steamed, sweet, succulent, and bursting with crab meat, served with our tender signature sirloin set to perfection just the way you like it. All for a way down under price of only $13.95. Once you've tasted fresh, mate, you'll never settle for anything less. It's always fresh in the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse in Springfield is a proud sponsor of the Hero Bowl. Eat in or take out, 610-544-9889. Make it Outback tonight.
Kelly and Regis for the new TD Bank.
We're here with Abe Lincoln, who, shall we say, is a little peeved.
When I agreed to be on the penny, I was thrilled. But now, it's hardly worth anything. And if there's one on the sidewalk, no one even bothers to pick it up.
TD Bank loves pennies. They'll count them and convert them to dollars for free.
Dollars. Yes, it always comes back to George, doesn't it?
Commerce Bank and TD Bank North are now TD Bank. And at TD Bank, we'll count your coins for free. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Widener University, and we'll join the Star-Spangled Banner performed by Courtney Whalen of Marion Mercy Academy.
What so gladly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the love that we won. So gallantly free, and the rocket that went from a bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the and the home of the brave.
The Star-Spangled Banner, performed by Courtney Whalen of Marion Mercy Academy, performed beautifully, and again, we are moments away from kickoff here at Widener University, the 35th Annual Hero Bowl, the senior all-star game here in Delaware County. Should be entertaining. We have all sorts of firepower on the offensive side of the ball for both teams. And again, Mike, you mentioned it briefly. If we want to start talking football now, the West squad, smaller in sheer numbers on the roster, physically smaller in stature, I would say, pound for pound. But certainly at the skill positions, just absolutely loaded when it comes to the speed and talent in the offensive backfield. Two quarterbacks, Jake Helms, a dual threat from Garnet Valley. Sean Blunden, second team All-Delco, running that spread option for Ridley with great success. Ridley finishing 10-2, ran off 10 straight victories to start the season, then were upset in the first round of the playoffs. But he has at his disposal three of his favorite receivers as well. Shahadi Smith and Deion Shaw and Norm Duncan will all see time on the offensive side of the ball, from what I understand. You mix in the top two rushers in Delaware County in the backfield in Matt Craig, the Delco Player of the Year, set a county record with 32 rushing touchdowns. Alongside of him, no slouch himself, Thurman Fortune from Strathaven, first team all Delco, helped lead the Panthers to the District 1 3A title this year, and a share of the co-champs in the Central League. So the offense for the West really looks imposing. Now again, for the East, size up front, and again, you have some real hitters on the defensive side of the ball. One of the co-captains for the East at the moment, meeting at midfield, is number 5, Joe Richburg from Academy Park, is frankly terrific, as Academy Park qualified for the playoffs this year. And number 24 in white tonight is Felix Johnson, a running back from Glen Mills. He's another co-captain meeting at midfield. They've turned sideways now, and I can't identify that third captain at the moment, but we'll get to him shortly. Oh, it's Sean Driggins, again, an outstanding linebacker from Cardinal O'Hara. For the East, again, they are head-to-toe in white with blue numerals and blue trim on their uniforms. For the West, white pants, bright red jerseys, fire engine red jerseys, white numerals, and, of course, each player wearing his school's helmets, so respective helmets with, again, all sorts of decorations on each side of it. For the West, the co-captains are Jake Helms, the quarterback from Garnet Valley, defensive end Chris Martin from Strathaven, Christian Whiteside, an offensive lineman from Marple Newtown, Sam Dixon Dugan, a linebacker from Ridley, and Greg DiCocco, the center from Radnor. So, again, co-captains shaking hands at midfield. And
West went ahead and deferred, and East is going to get the ball first.
East will get it first, and we'll get his chance to see the East offense. And the coaches for tonight, again, just thank you to them for their efforts in preparing both teams for the East. Academy Park's Jason Voszewski has help from David Voszewski, Sal Arapolo, Paul Dixon, Gabe DiBernardino, and Mike Ewing. For the West, head coach at Upper Darby is Rich Gentile, and he's taking charge tonight of the West squad. He's has some help from Tom Ryan, head coach at Radnor, the head coach at Haverford, Joe Gallagher. Both of those guys have been here for years. John Stratton, Mike Bonner, Dave Booth, Chris Root, Mike Hollingsworth, Mike Amalfitano, and Josh Fiddles, all chipping in with their time and getting all these kids ready. And, you know, we saw this a little bit on the football side last year, where if you're talking about a half dozen practices or so, it would probably be easier to sort of ground and pound. Can you run a straight ahead 3 yards in a cloud of dust? We saw it last year, though, a game that the East ended up winning, where the West approached this. No, we're going to run to our players' strengths, which was a shotgun spread type offense, throw it all over the place. But you saw challenges with the timing, with the shotgun snap, all these things that just need repetition, and you just don't have that opportunity. Ready to kick it away for the West, and moving right to left is Tom Weathers from Pencrest. High end over end kick. It's going to come down to Chris Long. I'm sorry, this is Davis from Chester across the 20, reverses his field, has Kamara on his back, and he catches him back inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. Amara Kamara from Upper Darby, outstanding linebacker, first team All-Delco, tracks down number 3 in white, Anthony Davis. Now, starting lineups, well, who cares, frankly, because both teams are going to rotate units in and out, so we'll get to these players as we see them, as best we can. On the field at the moment, before the offense breaks the huddle, in the defensive backfield, because I can see them at the moment, Connor McNeil from Garnet Valley is joined by Norm Duncan in the secondary. First and 10 from the 20-yard line, give and looking to turn, looking for a halfback pass and throwing it deep down the sideline. O'Mara gets his feet tangled up on this near sideline. throwing it deep down the field, a little trickery to start. Darius Smith from Penwood airs it out near midfield looking for Joe O'Mara from Innerborough. Incomplete, it falls.
And
so Reisel-Dessel to start.
Dante Allen actually did push, but I think he pushed before the ball was in the air, and then the feet got tangled. And that's, you know, we just talked about the fact that maybe better if we just, you know, pound the ball away. And they not only go with a pass, but they go with a trick pass.
So Harris throws incomplete. It'll bring up second and 10. The East squad moving left to right as we start things here in the first quarter. The quarterback, who has yet to throw a pass, Sean Quarterman from Monsignor Bonner. He's in the shotgun. Give inside. It is to Johnson from Glenn Mills. He takes it across to the 21-yard line. Met there by number 44, Brian Kelly, defensive lineman from Marple Newtown. The rest of the defensive players on the field at the moment, Alex Heisey at one corner, and on the near side corner is Dante Allen, who Mike just mentioned. The inside linebackers at the moment are Amara Kamara and Sam Dixon Dugan. Chaz Fisher is an outside linebacker from Strathaven on this near side. He's joined up front there by number 74, Kyle Woods. 67 in red is Kyle Winner from Pencrest. 55 is Chris Martin, and the outside backer is Brian Kelly, who was in on that last tackle. Third down and eight upcoming. Quarterman is in the gun. Back to pass, looking to his right, going to tuck it and run. Looks for room, and Chaz Fisher wraps him up at the 24-yard line. Well, we saw plenty of that this last season in 2010. Second team All-Delco, and second team All-Central League. Chaz Fisher, that outside linebacker spot. That those long arms caught Quarterman from behind there, and three and out goes the East.
Well, and Fisher's got good speed, so other guys maybe not have caught up with him, but Fisher certainly did.
Gain of just two. Tyler Glover from Penwood stands inside the 15-yard line. He does a little bit of everything, and he's standing to punt. Standing deep to return, Shahadi Smith and Dion Shaw, two of the most dangerous returners you can put out there. They're standing inside their 35. Glover, with plenty of time, does get away. High, terrific punt. Fair catch signal for by Shaw, and he is banged down, flag on the play. It's going to be interference with the return man here, and this will give the West starting field position out near midfield by the time they mark off the penalty. So Shaw had a collision there at the 40-yard line. He was signaling fair catch, but still have to leave that man untouched.
Right. Well, you ran up a good 10 yards to signal the fair catch. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that happens in these All-Star games. There's, you know, at least the NFL has the advantage. They play at the end of their season. These kids haven't put on pads since most of them probably till the end of the middle of November, since middle of November.
Defensive lineup on the field at the moment for the East. Mitch Helmendahler on one corner. Sean Driggins is an outside linebacker on this near side. Joe Richburg is on the field at the inside linebacker spot. Number 17 deep in the backfield is Drew Formica from Cardinal O'Hara. Number 81 is a defensive back, Victor Lano from Chichester. Also, number 10, Cortez Covington from Penwood. Penwood, just a tremendous defense this past season. We'll get to them a little bit later. Get to the rest of that lineup momentarily, but here's the West starting first and 10. Shotgun formation for Jake Helms. He's back to pass, looking, fires a quick out to that far side. That has Smith across the 40, spins down inside the 35 to the 34. Gain of 11, first down for the West. Boy, you get Smith in space there, and that could be real, real trouble for the East. There is all sorts of speed on the red sideline here for the West.
Well, not speed running back, speed receivers. On the other hand, again, we talked about at the beginning, we would just pound the ball away, and everybody goes to the air in the first play of the game.
Same formation this time. Now Matt Craig checks into the game. Slot left is Smith. Split to the left, Denzel Thompson. Split right is Shaw. Gives to Matt Craig. Delco's leading rusher takes it straight off the left side, pushes down near the 30-yard line for a gain of about three. Second and seven upcoming.
Now, I'm not sure about this, but I would assume that everybody on the East is probably keying off Craig when he's in the game.
Yeah, you would guess.
He got the ball, and 11 guys just pinched down.
Nearly 2,000 yards rushing, a county record, 32 touchdowns this past season, and all that attention well-deserved. It's number 76 in white, Zach McMenamin, an outstanding two-way tackle from Innerborough, in on that last stop, and he's lined up at defensive end alongside of Frankie Freeman, who's the nose guard. Second and seven, Helms back. Has time, floats it underneath, shallow cross, complete to Ivan Thomas. Thomas down inside the 20, and the tight end from Upper Darby takes it to the 17. Gain of 14-yard line. And with a man-to-man defense, those shallow crosses, if you give the passer time, boy, that can be trouble all night. Awfully tough to defend, and Helms accurate on his first two passes.
And that was a pretty nice developing play. It developed very, very quickly, so it's even... you're not going to get that kind of pressure on their quarterback. It's a limited amount of rushing on defense in this series anyway.
Jankowskis from Ridley, McCullough from Strathaven are your bookend tackles in the game right now. We'll get to the interior line momentarily. First and 10 from the 17. Helms in the gun again. As Craig to his right, gives it to him, cuts off the right side, and then ducks inside down to the 15. Gain of about 2. Number 79 in on the stop. That's Martrell Glover from Glenn Mills. Craig sets up second down and 8 from about the 15. Greg DiCocco is your center for the West squad at the moment. Number 78 is Nick Quintons, a fantastic guard who's headed to Georgetown in the fall from Pencrest. And at the right guard position is Christian Whiteside. So, boy, they have some beef in the middle of that line. Whiteside was a tackle for Marple Newtown. He's headed to Bloomsburg next year. On second and 8, back is Helms. Time again. Floats to the end zone. Shaw is out there. Leaps and makes the grab. Touchdown, West! Helms to Shaw, who puts on a little show in about 9 yards deep in the end zone. 6-0 West with 7:48 to play. A 45-yard drive to start things.
Well, that was a pretty impressive series, and they did it really in the air. The running game wasn't anything to write home about. But, boy, he's right on the money. That was a great pass. He was double covered. He slipped through, threw it up high enough to where nobody else could get it, and Shaw comes down with it. They obviously designed that play a few times during the practice.
On to attempt the extra point is Tom Weathers. Norm Duncan to hold. Snap, spot is good, kick is away, and Weathers is good. 7:48 to play here in the first quarter. Three and out goes the East. The West capitalizes a 45-yard drive capped by Jake Helms. Passing to Deion Shaw, 9 yards deep in the end zone. He climbs the ladder and pulls it down. The senior from Ridley has him on the board. We'll take a short timeout, be back in 30 seconds to see if the East can answer. You're listening live to High School Football, the 2011 Hero Bowl from Widener University.
The world of Internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the Internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EZStream.com. EZStream, streaming made easy.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Well, we said it in the opening, the speed and skill for the West was going to be tough to handle, and the East did not do that on this opening drive. Now with a chance to answer. High end over end kickoff from Weathers, fielded by Anthony Davis at the 3. Straight ahead this time across the 10, 15, 20, 25, and out to the 28-yard line. And on the set for the second time tonight, it's Amara Kamara in on the tackle for Upper Darby. Well, for the West. He's from Upper Darby. And Kamara with 130 tackles this season. Just a tremendous, tremendous force in the middle of that Upper Darby defense. He checks out of the game now. Alex Gasitz in at the inside linebacker spot for the West. Joined there by number 28, Zeke Zimmer from Lower Marion. Carl Coleman into the game, Academy Parks quarterback directing the East squad, first and 10 from the 27. Moving left to right, in the gun, high snap over his head. Coleman trying to track it down inside his 10-yard line. Ball still loose, and now kicked through the end zone. It's going to be a safety as it went off the foot of number 21 in white, Kevon Nottingham. And just total jailbreak there, and two more points on the board for the West, 9-0, and the East is going to have to kick it right on back.
Yeah, East is going to have to kick it right on back. This is a little sloppier than we've seen, but hey, listen, it's understandable. You know, they have very few practices to begin with, and I know that a lot of them were canceled because of the heat wave we had, so a little rusty on the East side. You know, I was thinking, though, when you talk about Matt Craig, who was an outstanding running back for Springfield, and one of the reasons Springfield did as well as they did, you wonder what would have been had Matt Craig ended up at Ridley or at Strathaven, and how different. Ridley certainly had a good year, as did Strathaven, but you wonder how much further they might have gone with a Matt Craig, which is why predicting high school football is so difficult.
And so much of it is the system, too. Some guys are just better built for certain types of offenses.
Right.
So, again, when you had that shotgun spread and spread the field and a guy who is as fast as Matt Craig straight ahead, and when you spread the field out with guys like Dante Allen and Denzel Thompson on the edges and, you know, Allen was started this season as the quarterback, and then they handed it to the junior Strain that just made them even more dangerous. But again, the system has something to do with it as well. Here's a high spiraling kickoff. It's going to come down to Shahadi Smith at the 35. Looking for room, scoots across the 50 to the 48-yard line, and another short field here for the West. They're already on top 9-0 with 7:19 to play here in the first quarter, and now we'll start on the east side of the field. Thurman Fortune into the game, Mike Cosgrove into the game in the backfield, and they're joined there by Jawan Young, the halfback from Pencrest. Jake Helms is still your quarterback.
And don't let Fortune see daylight. We saw that all this past year with Haven. Boy, somebody would just give them a little bit of daylight and just wave goodbye.
Two backs, one on either side of Helms. First and 10 from the East 48. Give us to Jawan Young. He's looking for room off right guard, and he pushes down to the 45. Gain of about 3 for Young. Second down and 7 upcoming. So, again, the West just 2-3 yards at a time here on the ground, but moved it through the air beautifully on that opening drive. 5 plays, 45 yards, culminating in a touchdown pass from Jake Helms to Deion Shaw of Ridley. 6:52 and counting to play as they break the huddle here in the first quarter. Second down and 7. Cosgrove split to the right side. McCurdy split left. Inside give is to Thurman Fortune. He's across the 40-yard line down near the 38. Very close to a first down. We'll check the spot. In on the stop for the East is number 7, Bliss Allen, linebacker from Academy Park. They mark Fortune about a yard short, gain of 6. Brings up third down and just a yard. Awfully tough to stop. Also in the game on the defensive side of the ball, Tyler Glover from Penwood is an outside linebacker. Number 31 is Jeff Smith from Cardinal O'Hara. Big guy in the middle. As soon as I see his number, I'll let you know who that is, but he's a space eater right over the center. As the West looks at 3rd and 1 from the East 39. In the shotgun again is Helms. Snap is a good one. Give is to Young. Looks for room off the right side and has it. Cuts outside and no! He gave ground a little bit and then coming up with a big stop. Number 86, Ryan Shea. Defensive back from Archbishop Carroll. And I think Young, they're going to mark him for no gain.
Yep, no gain. And that, you know,
tried to move laterally there. Yeah. And
which, of course, you know, in a regular game, a coach would grab him by the face mask and say, on 3rd and 1, you move forward. They're not trying to score touchdowns, trying to get a first down.
4th and 1 from the 39-yard line. Timeout West with 5:41 to play here. And, again, we'll keep it right here, just rattle off a couple more names on the field. Darrell Hill is the big guy in the middle. He's wearing number 80 tonight, and between him and Sean Oakman for Penwood this year, boy, that defense was just fantastic. 2nd in Delaware County in scoring and points allowed. Snuck into the playoffs in the last week, and, you know, we had watched Penwood all season long and just said, boy, you know, their record is pretty darn good. They're 9-1. They won the Del Valle League for the first time in many years. And really, it is that defense. And Sean Oakman, of course, a star on the basketball court, but going to play defensive end at Penn State. And he's not in the game tonight, but his line mate, Darrell Hill, had a lot to do with that. And, you know, they gave North Penn, the eventual District 1 champion, quite a scare in the first round. Went all the way up to Lansdale, and, you know, that was a 13-6 game in the fourth quarter, and before the number 15 seed finally bowed out. But Hill in the middle, right over the ball, 4th and 1, I formation dotted by Craig. Hard count from Helms, he's going to keep it himself, pushing forward behind DeCacco, and we'll see. I think the spot's going to give him the 37-yard line, and if so, that'll be enough for a first down, as Helms just kept it himself. Good push up front there from the center. DeCacco and Jankowskis, the left tackle. Same offensive line was in there. Now they mass substitutions here. Pat DeMunel from Upper Darby checks in at left tackle. 56 in red is Robbie Marsden inside. He's an offensive guard from Pencrest.
It looks like they put in what would be their version of the meat wagon for that,
right.
that 4th and 1.
That's right. Martin Turner from Chester is in the defensive backfield, a corner on this near sideline. He's opposite Ryan Shea from Archbishop Carroll. 1st and 10, Thurman Fortune, slot left. Back is Helms. Has time. Fires it down the seam, and Darrell Hill swats it down. Tough to throw it over that big guy. 6'4", right over center, and Helms has his first incompletion of the night, and ends up in the big hand of number 80. I don't know where he was really even going with that ball. It only traveled about a yard before Hill swatted it backwards. So
yeah, I was looking at the backfield. There were some guys who were doing in the middle of a crossing pattern. I don't know whether it would have gotten there or not because, as you said, it got swatted down so quickly. But
it's you put Hill in the middle there at 6'4". Right next to him is Matt Donaldson from Archbishop Carroll, 6'4", 240, first team All-Catholic. Defensive end, second team as an offensive lineman. So, again, very big front here for the East. Second and 10 from the East, 37. I formation gives the fullback. That's Fortune straight ahead. Across the 35 to the 34. So, pickup of three for Thurman Fortune, who had about 1,700 yards rushing this year, and that's even missing three games.
I was going to say,
tremendous effort from Fortune, along with, well, really a special senior class altogether for Strathaven this year, as they rattled off 12 wins in a row, lost opening day.
Probably the best thing that ever happened to him is lose that opening game.
And then rattled off, just didn't lose again till the state quarterfinals. So, terrific run for Strathaven, a handful of those guys on the field tonight. But Fortune now slot to the right side alongside of Mike Cosgrove from Haverford. Third and 7 from the 34. Helms in the gun. Back to pass. Has time. Floats it to this near side. Looking for Young. Incomplete. In coverage is Bliss Allen, but pass a little too far in front. It'll bring up 4th and 7 now, and it's decision time here. Probably, certainly, you're likely out of field goal range.
Yeah, you're not going to get your field goal, and you're certainly not going to punt it from there, so they got to go for it. That was I don't know whether that pass was deflected, because that was by far the least attractive-looking pass he's thrown tonight. They've all been pretty strong throws, and that one kind of floated out there, so I don't know if his arm got hit by something or
Adam
got a hand on it.
Adam Smith in at safety now from Innerboro. He's alongside of number 20, Tom Femmeletti from Cardinal O'Hara. They are your deep safeties. In the middle at linebacker is Craig Blair from Innerboro. Empty backfield, four wide receivers, and a tight end to the right. Back is Helms, looking, 5 men in the pattern, once it all, has McCurdy out there, turns into a jump ball, and it is intercepted down inside the 10-yard line. Martin Turner climbs the ladder and picks it off. They'll mark him down at the 6. And Helms had it float on him just a little bit. McCurdy got a step behind him, but Turner did well to recover and won the jump ball there. And yep. The East takes over deep in their own territory, trailing 9-0 with 3:46 to play here in the opening quarter.
Good to see the East get a little tougher and get that ball back. Of course, in the future, it might be wise to remember, don't intercept balls when they're down in the 6 and you're on 4th down. Just bat it down and take the ball at the 30 where it belongs, but that's okay.
We'll see where they how they start here. They've been in the shotgun all night, and now here we go. Shotgun snap is headed in the direction of John Gillespie, the quarterback from Chichester. Give inside and taking it out to the 6-yard line, maybe the 7 or 8. We'll check the spot. Is Kevon Nottingham. Nottingham from Penwood, again, a big part of that team success. First team All-Delco, first team All-Delval. 5'9", 205-pounder. Just a terrific season for the Patriots. Second down and 8 as Nottingham picks up just 2. Gillespie into the game for the first time now. He's in the shotgun. 4 wide receivers, 2 to either side. On second down and 8, and it looks like the defense jumped here. Hard count from Gillespie. May have just bought himself 5 yards. Nice work there from the... I was about to say from the senior, but that would be pretty redundant tonight, huh?
That'd be a little obvious, I would think.
They're all seniors tonight. And indeed it is 5 yards. Second penalty of the night. First against the West. This is 5 yards for offsides here. Second down and 3.
Yeah, I think the West is defense is smelling blood. They're playing very aggressively on defense.
Heisey and Duncan are the safeties. The corners are Harrison and Dante Allen. Shotgun formation. Back under pressure. Buried down inside the 5-yard line. And collapsing the pocket right in the middle is Haddon Corbett, the defensive lineman from Harrington. Alongside of him was number, is that 66 in there? Was that,
yep,
Mike Wendt? Yep, Mike Wendt from Upper Darby. Last-minute addition to the lineup, and, great work there.
That was an amazing rush. I mean, it really just, you said collapsed the pocket. It was a complete collapse. They just pinched it all down. And which, when you consider the size disparity between these two teams, you know, player to player in weight, that's an amazing accomplishment for the West.
Haddon Corbett, a tremendous wrestler, and he's the nose guard right now alongside of Chris Martin. Third and 11 from the four. Gillespie's going to have to throw it out of his own end zone here. Instead, he's going to keep it himself under pressure. Breaks a tackle. Good for him. Across the five and out near the 10-yard line. Boy, he looked like he was going to be trapped at the goal line. Good work from Gillespie, the 6'1", 195-pounder, to shed a tackler and at least give him some breathing room. Still ends up a few yards shy of a first down, and fourth and six now, and it'll be Glover on to punt. But good work from Gillespie. That could have been real trouble. East already has given up one safety tonight. Now Glover awaits the shotgun snap. Smith and Shaw await the punt. Snapping and just getting it away. A low punt and nearly blocked, and it's going to die at the 22-yard line. Heavy pressure from Sam Dixon Dugan, and Glover did everything he could just to get away. And Dixon Dugan, we don't have the opportunity to see a replay, but he may have had gotten a piece of that. He's jumping around like he might have. At the very least, he forced a hurry.
He might have gotten the actual leg. I think he collided with the leg, which prevented the leg from going all the way forward for a full kick.
At any rate, 9-0 West. They have the lead and the football at the 22-yard line of the East. First and 10, Helms in the shotgun. Alongside of him, Smith and Craig. Receivers are split. Gives to Hadi Smith. Looking for room off the right side. Has Ivan Thomas in front of him across the 20. Scoots his way inside the 20 to the, let's call it the 18. Gain of 4 for Smith.
Great defensive pursuit. You know, they're taught to run down the sideline. Down the line. Don't give any yardage up. And they just pursued probably 4 or 5 of the defenders from the East. Just were running right down there and picked him right up. It was really a good defensive play for them.
Smith can really scoot. 1,445 yards rushing this year, an 8.6 average, third in Delaware County in rushing. All this from a guy who stands 5'6", if you're generous, and about 150 pounds, and man, he can really fly.
Beauty of high school football.
Second and 7 from the 18-yard line. Helms, back to pass. Three-step drop, lets it fly to the near sideline, complete. Craig cuts back, across the 15, makes a man miss, and takes it inside the 10 to the 9. That will mark him down at the 10, gain of 8, and Craig did well just to catch that ball and keep his footing, and then to cut it back and turn it into a gain of 8. Not too bad.
That's Craig. He was doing it all year long. Great feat.
In on the defensive side of the ball as well for the East now. 55, Frank Wendling from Sun Valley's at defensive end. Number 44 in white is Dominic Scavicchio from Chester. Number 12 is Mitch Helmendahler. Number 4 is Maurice Nelson. He is the state champion Chester Clippers on the basketball court. His older brother, Jameer, plays for the Orlando Magic nowadays. And Shahade Smith takes the pitch to the right, cuts it all the way back to the left, and look at this. He's going to dance on in. Smith takes it in from 10 yards out. Touchdown West. There's a play designed to the right, and he stops, cut it back, and the seas parted on the left side. 16-0, extra point. 15-0, extra point pending.
That was a great play, great vision. Saw nothing on the right-hand side. Turned to look to his left, saw at least a seam. I think it was the quarterback turnaround for a really nice block right about the goal line, which freed him into the end.
You got it, Mike. Yeah, Helms was out there leading once Smith was reversing his field. Weathers' extra point is away and good. 16-0 with just 9 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Well, we knew the West was fast coming in, and they've proven us right so far. The East looking for answers now, trailing by 16. They're going to get their answer momentarily. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds for a kickoff and another chance for the East to answer. You're listening live to the Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Life is a road you travel with many destinations, like college for the kids, a new house, and retirement. Now your neighborhood State Farm agent, Bob Scatina, can do more than ever to guide you with a State Farm insurance and financial review. You'll get a clear picture of where you stand now and a way to help you plan for where you want to be. Call State Farm agent Bob Scatina now at 610-328-8000. 9500 to schedule your free insurance and financial review.
I got a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
High and over-end kick from Tom Weathers, fielded by Davis at the 2, looking for room, straight ahead and speeding across the 25-30, sheds a tackle to 35, across the 40, Davis on his feet at midfield, looking for blocks at the 40, this is Davis, inside, cuts to his right, he's at the 20, Anthony Davis, one man to beat, Stephon at the 10, carries, tacklers, touchdown, oh my, Anthony Davis, one for the highlight reel, 98 yards on the return, that was something special.
Well, that him get him back in the game, huh?
My goodness. They had him hemmed in near the 30. They had him hemmed in near midfield. He broke a tackle and then cut it. Just great vision. He was along the left sideline, ended up scoring inside the right pylon here. And the Chester senior goes 98 yards to, you said it, Mike, get him back in the game and give them a little jolt here on the last play of the first quarter. Extra point pending, 16-6. On to attempt the extra point is number 2 in white. That's Chris Long, all-purpose specialist from Innerborough. And, again, this is the first time West is putting a special teams unit on the field in the field goal defense. So some questions and the officials trying to sort something out. Making sure they have 11 people on the field. Let's see. Anyway, Anthony Davis takes Tom Weathers' kickoffs 98 yards the other way, and Chris Long now finally looking to attempt the extra point, and there's Davis to hold, so at least he gets to take a knee and catch his breath here.
Right.
Now catch the ball and spot it. Snap is a good one. Ball is spotted. Kick is away from Long, and it is good. Chris Long, first team all Del Valle, is an all-purpose player. Second team as a linebacker. He's a running back. He's a kicker and all sorts of things. Pounds it through and cuts the lead for the 16-7. Anthony Davis has just turned this game back on its ear. So West looking to answer now. I was just getting ready to give a quick scoring recap. West, moments ago, with just 9 seconds to play in the first quarter, went 3 plays, 22 yards, capped by Shahady Smith's 10-yard run, where he reversed field beautifully. And then, on the final play of the first quarter, Anthony Davis goes 98 yards. And, you know, I think that's the first kick return touchdown we've seen in our 4 years of broadcasting this game.
Absolutely. It's the first safety I think we've ever seen.
First safety we've seen, yeah. So moments of firsts here in the first quarter. And just like that, ready to start the second quarter. So what a way to end that. So ready to start the second quarter. The teams will switch sides. The West squad will now move left to right, standing deep to return the kickoff. Are the two guys who have been returning punts all night. Shahade Smith and Deion Shaw stand at about the 10-yard line. Tyler Glover from Penwood has it teed halfway between the hash marks at the 40. Approaches the ball. Low line drive kick. So take a hop and come down to Shaw at the 14-yard line. He looks for room, bounces to the left, runs into his own man, and then runs into a wall of white shirts. He'll be stopped at the 29-yard line. Deion Shaw, 15 on the return, and gets the West offense back on the field. And I have a feeling we're going to see a different quarterback out there. No, it is Helms. Helms is going to stay out there, and Sean Blunden from Ridley will likely get a shot here sometime soon. Those are the two quarterbacks on the roster, and probably another couple of guys who could step in if needed. But three different quarterbacks on the East roster that we know of, and probably another guy who could jump in. But West with Helms and Blunden, so far that's turned out pretty well. It's been on the armor of Helms so far. 16-7, they lead it. They start at first and 10 at the 29. First play of this second quarter. Looking for Smith. He makes a catch, and he's got room. 40, 50. Jahan Smith down the near sideline and run out of bounds at the 40-yard line. At the the 39, and now you have a man down on the sideline. This is actually one of the coaches. A collision as number 18, Adam Smith, ran Smith out of bounds. One of the coaches was banged down on this near sideline and went down hard. And we will keep a close eye on this.
He's not moving either. This is not good.
This is a real not at all what you want to see. Players, coaches, referees, it doesn't matter who, and this is appropriately a concern here for officials, coaches. The game has stopped. Players have taken a knee. So a spectacular catch and run there. Helms to Smith has become secondary at this point while they tend to...
There's some movement.
One of
there.
The West coaches now who's being tended on the sideline. With that in mind, why don't we take a short timeout? We'll come back. We'll give you an update momentarily. 11:40 to play here in the first half. The West on top of the East, 16-7. You're listening live to the Hero Bowl here on HavenFootball.net.
This year's high school football season is just around the corner, and HavenFootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy.
Did you know that the first Father's Day celebration was way back in 1910, but didn't become official until 1966? Did you also know that Beckenbell's Hallmark in Brookhaven is the best place to find great Father's Day cards and gifts? They have Phillies and Eagles mugs, as well as great frames for your favorite picture, as well as sentimental and humorous cards for that special dad in your life. Pay a visit to the fine folks at Beckenbell's Hallmark in Brookhaven, located on Edgemont Avenue at the 352 Shopping Plaza between Kmart and Pathmark. Free gift wrapping, too.
Kelly and Regis for the new TD Bank.
Today, we have Mr. Owl, a nocturnal creature.
Nocturnal? If he's only awake at night, then when does he bank? I mean, he can't go to an ATM. He doesn't have any hands. And why does he keep staring at me?
Well, first of all, Regis, he's not going to any bank because he's an owl. But I'm guessing if he did, he'd go to TD Bank because they're open late.
TD Bank is open early and open late.
He's scaring me.
With legendary service and hassle-free seven-day banking, TD Bank is America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Good news here from the Hero Bowl. When we left you, one of the assistant coaches for the West squad was knocked over on this near sideline, went down hard straight on his back, and he is on his feet, made his way over to the bench, and a good sign there. In the meantime, a gain of 36 yards on a catch and run by Shahade Smith has the West in business, first and 10 from the East 35. Helms in the shotgun, three wide receivers, two to his left, firing down the seam, looking for Sean, and is tipped away, nearly intercepted. Cortez Covington, the linebacker from Penwood, dropping very nicely and batting it away, and he's disappointed with himself, thought he had himself an INT there down near the 15-yard line.
I'll tell you, that's a gutsy throw. He was covered by three guys, but if that had a little more loft on it, it would have fallen right into his arms. It would have been touchdown.
Shaw, again, with a skinny post there, had a step. But again, a good drop from Cortez Covington. Gets things moving for the East. Now, backs to either side, Young and Fortune, alongside of Helms, who's in the pistol. Gives to Fortune, looking for room off the left side, squirts his way down to the 30-yard line, gain of 5 for the 170-pounder from Strathaven. Clock ticking, 11:24 and counting to play here in the first half. The West on the move again. This drive started at their own 29-yard line, a 36-yard catch and run by Shahade Smith. Has them set up now after the 5-yard run from Thurman Fortune. Third and 5 from the 30. Probably 4 down territory. Helms has Cosgrove and McCurdy split to either side. In the backfield is Juwan Young. Option to the near side. They pitch it to Fortune, who loses the football. And the ball is loose. It's scooped up and running the other way. Down this near sideline. The tables have turned again as it's Marcus Collins. Monsignor Bonner's linebacker takes it the distance. Touchdown East. The special teams and the defense have put it on the board. The option pitch from Helms to Fortune does not connect. And Marcus Collins, he's headed to Iowa in the fall, and he's headed to the end zone moments ago. 10:45 to play here before halftime. and a 16-0 lead has essentially been erased.
That's right. That's right.
The West was on top and in great shape with 9 seconds to play in the first quarter. And suddenly, a minute 26 later, it's about to be 16-14 if Chris Long can punch it through.
And the strangest thing, Fortune never got the ball, but he continued to run forward like he thought he had it. That
I'd love to ask him what was going on there.
Or it was just trying to block a man to keep him from recovering, but, you know, he had nobody else behind him. He was the safety valve. He's the last guy back there. There's nobody back there to cover for him. So Helms on the pitch was hit. Pitch was there. Fortune couldn't hang on to it, but Helms was wiped out on the play. Fortune threw a nice block, but again, they were just outnumbered. Yep. Three white shirts around it. Collins picks it up and goes about 60 yards. We'll have to check the distance unofficially, but it's the special teams and the defense putting the East on the board as Marcus Collins from Monsignor Bonner. Again, a terrific season. 5'11", 215-pounder, headed to Iowa this fall. So very...
3 minutes ago on the clock, this was looking like a West blowout. And now we got again a two-point game, 16 West, 14 East.
So, I want to recap the scoring drives. There have been no scoring drives for the East. It's a 98-yard kick return and a 60-yard fumble return from Anthony Davis and Marcus Collins, respectively. And now here's the West. Well, they got to feel good there, knowing they can move the ball. But they're about to get it again. 10:45 to play here before halftime. End over end kick comes down to Shaw at the 7. Gets a wedge in the middle, looks for room on the right side, makes one man miss. He's across the 30-yard line, still on his feet, and dropped there at the 32-yard line by Seth Snyder, linebacker from Sun Valley.
He thought he was going to break it open. He really thought he had some room. And you know what? He was probably a man or two away from breaking it.
So the West will try it again. Helms takes in the play from head coach Joe Gallagher. I'm sorry, assistant coach Joe Gallagher. Head coach of Haverford, Joe Gallagher. The head coach tonight.
Although he's been the head coach in these games a few times.
That's right. He and Tom Ryan. Again, there's some experience on the staff for the West here in these games. And certainly for the East, Jason Vyshevsky, he's done this a few times now as well. Split to the far side, Denzel Thompson. Slot to the near side is Shahade Smith. Split near side is Shaw. Helms of the shotgun alongside Matt Craig. First and 10 from the 33. Helms, quarterback draw. Going to keep it himself. Makes one man miss, but only picks up a yard or two. We'll see where they spot it. Give him the 34 and just a yard. Helms, a dual threat, really, for Garnet Valley this year. He was 562 rushing yards with 4 touchdowns, 624 passing yards, 8 touchdowns to go with 7 interceptions, and missed a few games with a foot and ankle problem, but really was a big, that ended up being a pretty big key in that Strathaven game where Garnet Valley led 20-6 at halftime. Strathaven came back to win 21-20,
that was
with their backup quarterback, and really a missed opportunity there for the Jaguars, who narrowly missed the playoffs with a 7-3 record. Matt Craig off the left side looking for running room. Now it's going backwards, and he will not get past Sean Driggins. Driggins throws him down at the 27-yard line. Loss of 7 on the play.
There's a situation here where these running backs are trying to get an awful lot of yards on every single play, and boy, this is where the coach has to sit down and say, guys, look, I know this is an all-star game, but we got to play sound football. You got to move forward. If it's only a yard or two, it's a yard or two. It sure beats losing 7, which is exactly what happened there.
Third down and 16 to go. George Thompson in at defensive end now from Academy Park. Back in the shotgun is Helms. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Has all sorts of time this time. Throws a shallow cross again as Shahade Smith across the 35 to 40. Makes one two-man miss. Still on his feet. Breaks a tackle in midfield. Across the 40. Cuts inside at the 30. What a cut. One man to beat. Formica's got him from behind. Drew Formica tracks him down at the 17-yard line, but he is electric. Number 3 in red, Shahade Smith, carrying this offense on his back.
Formica is listed at 6'1 and 205, and that kid can move.
He can fly to catch Smith.
Oh, amazing.
Smith comes to the sideline. Yeah, catch your breath, young man. That's well earned.
Smith took a cut from the sideline to inside that was so hard of a cut, I was waiting for his shoes to come on.
A 50-yard catch and run He has 97 yards receiving on just three catches. Incredible. First and 10 from the 16-yard line. Craig dots the I formation this time. Juwan Young, the fullback in front of him. Ivan Thomas and Mike Tomczak are your dual tight ends. Split to the near side is Thompson. They toss it to Matt Craig, looking for room to run out of the eye. Slips down, lost his foot. Lost his footing at the 18-yard line, and a turf monster came up and bit him there.
Yep. High school football, to remind people who may not be familiar with it, there is no dropping to a knee and not being touched and getting up again. You put a knee down, you're done. And that's as much a safety issue as it is old-time football.
Second and 12 now.
I thought you were looking at your phone for updates, but then I realized there
aren't
any.
Yeah, I wish we had other football updates to share, but not quite there. Wait till September.
Right.
Second down and 12 at the 18-yard line. Again, same formation. Denzel Thompson split to the near side, fake the toss to the right, and rolling his helms. Has a man underneath. Oh, in and out of the hands of Ivan Thomas. He had the goal line in his sights there, and just turned his head a little bit too soon.
Yeah. Kids, listen. The coaches tell you, you got to watch the ball in your hands and then take your action. Don't run without the ball. Here's a kid who's an all-star, and he took his eyes off the ball just for a second to turn upfield. Never made the catch.
Thomas at tight end tonight. He was just an outstanding linebacker at Upper Darby this season. He and Kamara just, frankly, took over games many times. And Upper Darby finished 5-7, lost their last five games. But
probably really, the best 5-7 team in America.
Really, just tremendous. Put up a heck of a fight against Strathaven and Ridley. Both of those were 14-7 losses for the Royals. Third and 12 from the 18. Helms is back, has time, fires looking for Thomas again. He has it this time. Shake and bake at the 15, across the 10. Sheds a tackle, spinning his way down near the first down yardage, but I think he'll be a couple yards short. They'll spot him down at the 9. So a gain of 9 is going to bring up third down and 3. Second catch of the night for Ivan Thomas. Helms now 7 of 12. For 143 yards, one touchdown and one interception as the clock ticks. 7:05, 7:04 and counting to play here in the second quarter.
It's fourth down.
I'm sorry, fourth down.
All right.
And Tom Weathers of Pencrest on to attempt what will be a 26-yard field goal. Norm Duncan of Ridley to hold. 26-yard field goal. Snap is good. Kick on the way. Flag on the play. Off the upright. No good. But let's check the flag. He hits the right upright. No good. And we will check the flag. Well, let's see. I mean, if it's illegal procedure, if it's false start, they really should play do the play over. But if it's a formation issue, then the East can just decline this penalty and trail by 2 with a chance to take a lead. Illegal procedure. Penalty is declined, so it was during the play, not pre-play. So it had to be formational, not somebody moving pre-snap. So
that
would have
killed the play, right?
Right. In the meantime, missed opportunity there for the West. Again, first and 10 from the 16-yard line. They come up with 0 points. And so the East, moments ago, trailing 16-0, now trailed by just 2. 6:40 to play here in the first half. We have ourselves a game as Monsignor Bonner's quarterback, Sean Quarterman, will break the huddle at the 20-yard line. First and 10 from the 20. Split to the far side is Ryan Bailey of Innerborough. Split to the near side, Anthony Davis. Slot to the near side is Kylie Smith. Give inside is to the halfback from Archbishop Carroll, who carries tacklers out to the 28-yard line. Good hard running, Julian Franklin. His first carry of the night picks up 8.
Oh, it's great running. I mean, he got hit once at the line, broke that tackle, hit again by a linebacker who hung on, and he continued to march and drive his legs for another 3 or 4 yards.
Second down and a long 2 upcoming. So we approach the 6-minute mark of this second quarter. Joe O'Mara split to the far side, the tight end this time. Split wide right. Motion man is Bailey. They flood to this left side, and here's an option to the right side. Keeping it himself is Quarterman. He has a first down across the 30 after the 34-yard line. Gain of 6 for Quarterman. And an East first down. That's their first down of the night. Yet they trail by only 16-14. Took them a quarter and a half to pick up a first down, but the East now with some breathing room. First and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Kali Smith of Fenwood, slot to the right, split to the right, is Ryan Bailey of Interborough. Davis on the far side. Give inside is to Franklin. He goes straight ahead and bangs right into number one, Amara Kamara, out at the 37-yard line. Gain of just three for Franklin. Clock ticking, 5:21 and counting to play here in the first half. East trying to grind it out and maybe use some of that size that they have up front. Man in the middle is Woods over the center. He's the nose guard. He's looking for pressure as Quarterman wants it all down the far sideline. Davis is out there, has it. He's inside the 20, the 15. Davis sheds a tackle and scores. Touchdown, East, and they have their first lead of the night as one-on-one coverage out there got behind Brian Downs, and it's a touchdown for the East, and it goes 62 yards. Quarterman right on the money.
Boy, that was really coming. I mean, this game is totally turned around. Now it's going to be the West turn to start turning around again. If this is unless this becomes a whole East dominant thing.
Big play after big play after big play. They go 80 yards. They finally pick up their first down of the night, and when they had single coverage out there, and that's what it's going to be in most cases. Snap. Hold, kick from long, plenty long enough, and it is good. 21-16, the East on top of the West with 4:56 to go here before halftime. Stick with us. We'll be back momentarily, see if the West can answer. 21 straight points for the East. Still time to go here for the men in red. Stick with us. You're listening live to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
In Australia, we always have a fresh take on life, and everyone's invited to the barbie. And at Outback Steakhouse, that same fresh spirit inspires everything we do. Like our extra-large snow crab legs, freshly steamed, sweet, succulent, and bursting with crab meat. Served with our tender signature sirloin set to perfection just the way you like it. All for a way down under price of only $13.95. Once you've tasted fresh, mate, you'll never settle for anything less. It's always fresh in the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse in Springfield is a proud sponsor of the Hero Bowl. Eat in or take out, 610-544-9889. Make it Outback tonight.
Welcome back to Widener University, the 2011 Hero Bowl, and it's been a seesaw battle. 16 straight points for the West to start things. Now 21 straight for the East. 16, with 4:56 to play before halftime. Glover with an end-over-end line drive kick. It's going to field it on one hop by Shahade Smith. Looking for room at the 20. 25 cuts inside and takes it to the 30-yard line. Met there by number 5, Joe Richburg of Academy Park. So the West will start things first and 10 at their 31-yard line. Jake Helms of Garnet Valley has led the offense through this first half of action. And he will stay on the field. The tight end in the game, Mike Tomczak of the Haverford School. Matt Craig in the game as well, joined by Jawan Young in the backfield. Dave Jankowskis, left tackle. The right tackle is John McCullough. Whiteside, DeCacco, and Quintons are your middle three. Rob McCurdy is split to the left on first and 10 from the 30. I formation. The fullback is Young. Give is to Jawan Young. He goes straight ahead, and he's undercut there at the 34-yard line. Brings up second down and 6. Number 79 in on the stop there, Martrell Glover of Glen Mills. Big 80, Darrell Hill, alongside of him at the nose guard. Number 29 is Marcus Collins at linebacker. Really lined up a defensive end at the moment. And now he steps back into a linebacker spot as Donaldson will fill. Second down and 6. And Marcus Collins had a big play not too long ago. A 60-yard fumble return at the 10:45 mark to cut the lead to 16-14. And then Anthony Davis with his second big play of the night has given the East that lead, 21-16. Helms back on second and 6. Under pressure now, and he's ripped down. Darrell Hill eats his lunch back at the 25-yard line. Rips him down, and we'll give him the 27. Loss of 7 on the play. Darrell Hill has been a force in the middle of that defense, swatting down a pass earlier. Now in on 2 straight tackles, this one for a 7-yard sack. So the West has had their big plays and on the offensive side of the ball hasn't been able to cash in on those big plays. It's really been Shahade Smith on from those shallow crossing routes.
Yeah, this,
now,
this.
Now they're looking at 3rd and 13 from their own 27-yard line. Smith, slot left. Matt Craig alongside Helms in the backfield. Quarterback draw, Helms straight ahead. Bang, down by number 34. Hit him head on. That's Craig Blair, 5'9", 185-pounder from Interboro. Stops Helms after a gain of just 3.
I'm not too sure how our quarterback draw is supposed to go for 13 yards, but hey, listen, what do I know? It's interesting to see the way this game has turned around. I mean, statistically, the West is going to look like they're just dominant, which really, from a football standpoint, they are. But boy, the East has made it, taken advantage of every possible opportunity.
Standing deep to return, and inside his own 30-yard line is Anthony Davis. Norm Duncan will punt. Fields a high snap and gets it away. Terrific punt, all things considered. Very high, relatively short, but takes a great roll for the West. Inside the 40, inside the 35, down at the 34, where Alex Gasitz will down it there. And Duncan did well to catch that high snap. Was under heavy pressure, and a nice punt, all things considered. 36 on the punt, no return. And the East offense back on the field. Checking into the game now, number 33, Darris Smith. He was on for one play earlier, wide receiver from Penwood. In fact, the opening play of the game, he threw a pass. They look for an option pass to start things, looking for a deep ball down this near sideline, but couldn't connect. But they connected on that last deep one, didn't they? Carl Coleman from Academy Park, in a quarterback. Four wide receivers, two to either side. Coleman juggles the snap, and now under heavy pressure, and he's ripped down and for a loss. Backside pressure from Sam Dixon Dugan. Met him there with Jeremy Irving from Garnet Valley. Loss of a yard on the play as Coleman goes nowhere and couldn't quite handle that snap.
I was going to say, it looked like a good snap. I just think he missed the handle on it.
Of course, understandably, he'd be nervous about that. His last time he lined up at quarterback, it went well over his head for a safety.
Probably was surprised he got it snapped to his hand.
This one, now he's, they're shaking off the rust here. Two receivers to either side. Again, it's Coleman in the gun. Back to pass this time. Coleman under pressure, going to step and run, and he's going to go next to nowhere. In fact, he's going to lose a couple more. Good pursuit again from the backside from Sam Dixon Dugan. Jeremy Irving in there as well, along with Zeke Zimmer of Lower Merion. Timeout on the field, and that's going to be the second timeout burned by the West squad. It's going to bring up third down and long with 1:32 to play here before halftime. So their thinking here is get a stop on third and long, and you get one more shot at it, get your offense back on the field. So that offense that was moving the ball at will through the first quarter had a few stumbles there in the second quarter, but still, would mix in a big play. Just hasn't shown up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they've been making nice yards. They haven't been able to put it away. Certainly not an uncommon experience during the regular season for a team occasionally, but not what you want to see when you're in an all-star game. You got to take advantage of every scoring opportunity. And certainly, at this stage of the game, the East has taken advantage.
And boy, it's give them amazing credit. When you're down 16-0 in the first quarter, you have every reason to maybe fold up your tent. These are not guys that these are not your best friends that you've played with for 20 years. These are guys you've played with for a couple of weeks.
Right.
But Anthony Davis with that kick return really put a spark under them, and then Marcus Collins with a 60-yard fumble return put them right back in the game, and now here they are trying to take advantage with a 21-16 lead. Third and 13. Coleman back to pass, looking. Has time this time. He wants it all. Deep down that far sideline. In coverage is Deion Shaw, and he picks it off at the 40-yard line. Shaw makes a man miss at the 45-50. Shaw down that left sideline at the 40. 35 looking for a block, and he's tripped up there at the 28-yard line. So Deion Shaw with an interception, and that's about as good as the West could have hoped for.
That's
there.
That's right, absolutely.
Better than
absolutely
a punt, and better than forcing an incompletion than a punt. Deion Shaw, dangerous in the return game of any kind. He had kick return and punt return touchdowns this past year. He's had interception returns for touchdowns. Here, is there a flag back on that play? Ouch.
Ooh, a clip or a hold in the
backfield. It must have been an illegal block back there, and this is going to wipe out a heck of a return. This is a 34-yard interception return that would have put him inside the East 30 with 1:15 to go. Instead, backwards from the 30-yard line, from their own 40, and now they start at their own 30-yard line. Just one timeout remaining for the West. Still 1:15 to play. Clock will stop momentarily on first downs, of course. And the East, again, gets a nice break there. All things considered, for an interception that almost ended up inside the red zone. Now, can the defense hold up this 21-16 lead? East with a little bit of cushion on the corners, understandably. First and 10 from the 30. Gives to Matt Craig straight ahead. He goes across the 30, 31, 32, and not much else. Craig for maybe two on first down. Clock ticking inside of a minute. Deion Shaw checks in. Rob McCurdy checks out. So just one timeout remaining for the West. They trail it 21-16. Jake Helms will bring in the play and have second and 8 from his own 32-yard line. Again, the Garnet Valley quarterback has had a pretty productive first half throwing the football. 143 yards on 7 completions. One touchdown, one interception. Just 30 seconds to play now before halftime. Helms under heavy pressure is going to duck and run himself. Takes it out to the 40-yard line, and that'll stop the clock momentarily while they move the chains. Gain of about 9 for Helms.
Yeah, it's, you know, you really don't spend a whole lot of time practicing any kind of 2-minute drill for an all-star game. You deal with what you've got. They've called their final timeout now. So that's really going to give them maybe 2 or 3 pass plays, and that's about it.
Yeah, they'd have to get out of bounds, if nothing else. So, as is typical of what we do here during these all-star games, at some point, chances are we're going to mention almost every player on the field, but some of the guys, especially in the trenches, the offensive and defensive linemen, they do not get their due. So I typically will take a moment just to recognize sort of by school who's here. 4 guys from Academy Park, 6-5 on the season, qualified for the playoff, lost to Potts Grove in the early going there, but George Thompson, Joe Richburg, Carl Coleman, and Bliss Allen all representing the Knights here tonight. From Chester, Anthony Davis, well, we've called his name a couple of times on huge plays tonight. 2 touchdowns for number 3 tonight. He's joined by Maurice Nelson, Darian Harris. Evan Hiles is out injured tonight, but certainly part of the squad. And Martin Turner at defensive back. 5 guys from the Clippers. For Sun Valley, linebacker Seth Snyder, defensive end Frank Wendling. Rob Montella is an offensive center. Who, again, a tough season at Sun Valley, 3-9, and I know there's some questions about their coaching situation leading into the fall, but 3 guys playing their hearts out here tonight. We'll get to some other players and participants here tonight from other schools momentarily. 21 seconds to play here before halftime. Helms in the gun on 1st and 10 from the 40. Back to pass. Has time. Looks. Fires it on a wheel route. He's got Craig out there at the 45-yard line at the 40. Cuts inside. Makes a man miss. Still on his feet. Inside the 20, and the clock will stop with about 9 seconds left. They will have to hurry and ground it as Craig was stopped at the 15-yard line. You say, hey, get out of bounds, get out of bounds, but not when you can run for an extra 30 yards. Wow. Matt Craig, gain of 35 on the play. Sorry, 45 on the play. Helms, under center, will kill the clock with a spike there.
Good move.
5.8 seconds to play here before halftime, and this will set up, I would think, another short field goal attempt. This will be about a 32-yard field goal for Weathers, certainly within his range, for one of the leading kick scorers in Delaware County this year. First team All-Central as a kicker.
You know, you're playing an All-Star game. I don't know. I mean, in a regular game, would you go for the field goal?
Yeah, it's only halftime, you know. Yeah. If this is the fourth quarter, you're saying no.
No, but, of course not.
If you can get within a field goal, would get you within, a field goal. It'd be a field goal game then. 21-19 if they can cash in. Instead, it's Helms and the offense back on the field.
Ah, they listened.
They listened to you.
Right. Now, this won't work, and everybody will blame me. We'll see.
Okay, 45 yards on the pass play to Matt Craig. He dots the I in front of Shahade Smith. 5.8 seconds to play on the first half. Back to pass. They throw the fade. Jump ball. Deion Shaw and Mitch Helmendahler wrestle for it, and it is incomplete. Incomplete. Helmendahler swats it away, and again, nice. You know, if you've got one play, why not throw it to Shaw? That's a really a nice play call. And then it's about execution. And Helmendahler up to the task. He and Shaw battle for it just inside the pylon. Incomplete, it falls. So the East takes a five-point lead in halftime after a very, very entertaining first half. 21-16 for the guys in white.
Yeah, it was terrific, and you know the crowd here is getting their $5 money worth. That was basically you played a whole game in one half, and we get to sit here for the second half. So of course we'll take a break now. We're going to come back and see what we're doing for halftime. I know we have a little special recorded thing for Memorial Day that we do every year at the Hero Bowl here, and we'll I guess announce some of the players that are here, particularly some of the linemen and stuff, some of the schools. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and currently the score is. East is 21, West is 16, and a barn burner of a first half. A lot of special plays, a lot of great stuff. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Kelly and Regis for the new TD Bank.
We're here with Abe Lincoln, who, shall we say, is a little peeved.
When I agreed to be on the penny, I was thrilled. But now... it's hardly worth anything. And if there's one on the sidewalk, no one even bothers to pick it up.
TD Bank loves pennies. They'll count them and convert them to dollars for free.
Dollars. Yes, it always comes back to George, doesn't it?
Commerce Bank and TD Bank North are now TD Bank. And at TD Bank, we'll count your coins for free. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC.
Life is a road you travel with many destinations, like college for the kids, a new house, and retirement. Now your neighborhood State Farm agent, Bob Scatina, can do more than ever to guide you with a State Farm insurance and financial review. You'll get a clear picture of where you stand now and a way to help you plan for where you want to be. Call State Farm agent Bob Scatina now at 610-328-9500 to schedule your free insurance and financial review.
Like a good neighbor.
In Australia, we always have a fresh take on life, and everyone's invited to the barbie. And at Outback Steakhouse, that same fresh spirit inspires everything we do, like our extra-large snow crab legs, freshly steamed, sweet, succulent, and bursting with crab meat, served with our tender signature sirloin set to perfection just the way you like it. All for a way down under price of only $13.95. Once you've tasted fresh, mate, you'll never settle for anything less. It's always fresh in the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse in Springfield is a proud sponsor of the Hero Bowl. Eat in or take out. 610-544-9889. Make it Outback tonight.
The world of Internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the Internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EZStream.com. EZStream, streaming made easy.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
And you're back here at Widener University, Quick Stadium in Chester, Pennsylvania, where we've got the 35th annual Hero Bowl. And we've got the East leading in a barn burner of a game, 21-16 against the West. The West started off with a just power football game, ran up 16 points to nothing for the East. And then the East on a special play, which is a kickoff return, then on a long pass, basically come back and taking the lead. West almost tied it up or actually went ahead with a potential touchdown in the last seconds of the first half, but nothing happened there. Incomplete pass, and that's how we ended up and went into the half. So we do every year here a special little tribute to Memorial Day, because that's the time of year that we always do the Hero Bowl. So we're going to play that for you. And then we'll go to a couple commercials, and then we'll be back with Brian to kind of go over the game and some of the players playing. So stay tuned. What we consider to be Memorial Day weekend started out as much more than a three-day weekend for barbecues, pool openings, and holidays at the shore. It began as an attempt to honor those killed in battle shortly after the Civil War. General John Logan got the idea for a National Day of Remembrance when he was the principal speaker at a citywide memorial observation in Illinois. on May 5, 1868, as leader of the Grand Army of the Republic, a veterans organization. He proclaimed May 30th to be Decoration Day. That day was chosen specifically as it was not an anniversary of a battle. People were encouraged to decorate the graves of Union soldiers with flowers to commemorate their sacrifice. The alternate name of Memorial Day was first used in 1882, but did not become more common until after World War II, and was not declared the official name by federal law until 1967. Since the founding of our country, many, many millions have served, and tens of thousands have given the ultimate sacrifice defending our freedoms and our way of life. During Memorial Day services all over the country this past weekend, the tradition was to conclude those services with the playing of Taps, a song played when burying a current or former soldier. We at HavenFootball.net wish to honor all our veterans for their service and sacrifice on this 2008 Memorial Day week.
Forget to check out the best high school football website, HavenFootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net, for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football, or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy.
Did you know that the first Father's Day celebration was way back in 1910, but didn't become official until 1966? Did you also know that Beck & Bell's Hallmark in Brookhaven is the best place to find great Father's Day cards and gifts? They have Phillies and Eagles mugs, as well as great frames for your favorite picture, as well as sentimental and humorous cards for that special dad in your life. Pay a visit to the fine folks at Beck & Bell's Hallmark in Brookhaven, located on Edgemont Avenue at the 352 Shopping Plaza between Kmart and Pathmark. Free gift wrapping, too.
For a strong undergraduate.
Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Widener University. The 35th Annual Hero Bowl. And for the fourth year in a row, being broadcast live here by our crew at HavenFootball.net, Mike Mayer doing the sound, the engineering, and the color commentary. This is Brian Carroll giving you play-by-play. Pete Bolgenetti not here with us tonight, and Paul Heisey has the night off to just sit back and watch some football rather than chase stats on the sideline. We'll get him busy again in September. But in the meantime, we have lots of, even during halftime, lots of running around on the field in front of us. It's a middle school relay. This has become a pretty good tradition here as well. A 400-meter relay race, middle school boys. And again, it's right now it's the red team against the blue team against the white team. That's all I can tell you. We've had our headsets on during the it's drowning out Bob Jessen's commentary here. Bob Jessen, the longtime track and field coach at Strathaven, and he is here calling the shots here during this track event. And hey, he had another state champion a week ago with Chris Williams. Congratulations, 110-meter hurdles champion, and again, a terrific season for the Strathaven Panthers track team, boys and girls alike. And again, you have a dropped baton down here. Again, this is one... one sporting event I am not really inclined to call very well. This would be a first if I'm just talking through a track meet here. But anyway, we do know football here, and we do know that we saw some exciting stuff in the first half. Boy, it was really a tale of two quarters. as the first quarter utterly dominated by the West squad. They came out early, scoring at the seven after a three and out for the East to start the game. A five-play, 45-yard drive at the 7:48 mark was capped on a first touchdown pass of the night. Jake Helms from Garnet Valley connects with Deion Shaw of Ridley from 15 yards out for a 7-0 lead. Just moments after that, just 22 seconds later, a snap, a shotgun snap from the East goes over the head of Carl Coleman and kicks through the back of the end zone for a safety, 9-0 West at the 7:26 mark of the first quarter. After that, another West, another East turnover put the West in business with a very short field. Three plays, 22 yards goes the drive. Shahade Smith, a 10-yard run on a nifty cutback play designed to go to the right, cuts it all the way back to the left side and scores inside the left pylon with just 9 seconds to play in the first quarter. And at that point, with 9 seconds to play in the first quarter, it was 16-0 West and had the makings of a blowout. But on the ensuing play, and by the time Anthony Davis reached the end zone, the clock had hit zero. He went 98 yards with a kick return. A brilliant individual effort. Got a few blocks in the early going, but after that it was about shaking tackles and shaking and baking. Sideline to sideline goes Anthony Davis, 98 yards, and then end line to end line, essentially. And it cut the lead to 16-7. Just a minute 15 later, an errant pitch, an option play to the right side. Helms and Thurman Fortune could not connect. And a 60-yard fumble return from Marcus Collins of Monsignor Bonner cut the West lead to 16-14. So really, in just a minute 15, two touchdowns without the offense even being on the field for the East changed the game entirely. And then finally, after the West had a few nice drives, really, stall inside the 30, inside the 20, East takes over, and on their first pass completion of the night, they threw only two passes the entire first half. The first one on an option on the first play of the game that fell incomplete. Their second pass of the night connected. Sean Quarterman of Monsignor Bonner connects down the right sideline with Anthony Davis again, 62 yards to pay dirt at the 4:56 mark to cut the lead, to take the lead for the first time. 21-16 East, and that's where we stood after a missed, again, a few missed opportunities for the West. A field goal that hit the upright that would have been wiped out anyway because of a penalty called during the play. And then, again, at the even ending the half, you hate to say, and I mean, it would have been a brilliant play to score on the final play of the half. You had a, with really 20 seconds left, a 45-yard pass play from Helms to Matt Craig on a beautifully run wheel route down that left sideline. Craig with a great individual effort down to take it down to the 15-yard line, but he only had time for one play. 15-yard fade pattern, Mitch Helmendahler, tremendous play at the goal line to take it away from Deion Shaw, or else he would have had his second touchdown of the night. But if you think back to Deion Shaw's interception, and he returned it all the way inside the 30-yard line, yes, they made that yardage back, but they lost how much time?
Right.
Instead of first down and really one play at the 15-yard line with 5 seconds left, you could have had first and 10 with a minute 32 left from the 28. They had really would have had an eternity from just a few yards further.
Right. Well, you know, if I was an editor of a newspaper and this game stayed like this, I think the headline would be "Mistakes Doom the West." I mean, it's just, that's really what they gave up, the big play on the special teams on the kickoff return. They've made some critical mistakes, as the East had done, but the East mistakes were kind of at the beginning of the game, when things were, you know, slow rolling. The East looked a little sloppy. They had the safety, which was the center, over the head of the quarterback. You know, it just didn't look like they were jiving. And now the West has really had the opportunity to go ahead a couple of times, and they've just lost their footing, so to speak.
But as we said late in the first half there, give all the credit in the world to the East. They could have just folded their tents at 16-0, and literally nothing had gone right there for the East on the defensive side of the ball, on the offensive side of the ball, or on the special team side of things. But again, to answer on the final play of the first quarter, and then really with two huge plays in the second quarter, they've scored from really in all facets of the game, offense, well, really, in this order, special teams, defense, then finally the offense clicks. Didn't get their first down until 6 minutes to play in the second quarter, and then finally completed a pass just over a minute later, and it goes 62 yards for a score. So, again, give them credit. It only takes one big play, two big plays to turn the tide, and to their credit, the East has done just that. So, total yardage-wise, the West dominating. Jake Helms, 186 yards passing in the first half. He was 8 for 14 with a touchdown and an interception. The leading rusher, incidentally, for the West, they've not gotten much going on the ground. Shahade Smith and Thurman Fortune, each with just 14 yards. Matt Craig with just 8 yards. Jake Helms with 7, and Juwan Young with 2. So not much to speak of in the running attack. On the receiving side of things, Shahade Smith, 3 catches, 97 yards. Deion Shaw, 1 catch for that 15-yard touchdown in the early going. Ivan Thomas, the tight end, 2 grabs for 23. And Matt Craig, 2 catches for 53 yards. So again, statistically, the West dominating in terms of total yards. For the East, you have number 28, the running back from Archbishop Carroll, is Julian Franklin. 2 carries for 11 yards rushing. Quarterman, the quarterback from Monsignor Bonner, 2 carries for 8 yards rushing. Nobody else with more than 2 yards rushing.
Right.
And then they had one big offensive play, a 62-yard pass completion.
Yet they got 21 points.
And 21 points. So, again, it's not all about the stat sheet when it comes to the scoreboard sometimes.
All right, well, why don't we go
case in point here in the first half. When we come back, we'll take we've had plenty of recap of the first half now. We'll talk a little bit more about what this Hero Bowl is all about as the officials and the coaches are starting to make their way back on the field. We're moments away from second half action here at Widener University. Stay tuned. Hope you can stick with us through the second half. An exciting game here in the 35th Annual Hero Bowl, and you hear it live on havenfootball.net.
Kelly and Regis for the new TD Bank.
Today, we have Mr. Owl, a nocturnal creature.
Nocturnal? He's only awake at night, then when does he bank? I mean, he can't go to an ATM. He doesn't have any hands. And why does he keep staring at me?
Well, first of all, Regis, he's not going to any bank because he's an owl. But I'm guessing if he did, he'd go to TD Bank because they're open late.
TD Bank is open early and open late.
He's scaring me.
With legendary service and hassle-free 7-day banking, TD Bank is America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back for the second half of tonight's 35th Annual Hero Bowl. Tonight's game is sponsored by TD Bank, America's most convenient bank, with convenient branches all over Delaware County. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield. Steak, chicken, and shrimp done the Outback way. Eat in or take out. State Farm agent Bob Scatina in Swarthmore. For home, auto, and life. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. EasyStream.com. Broadcasting your high school sporting events over the internet couldn't be easier with EasyStream. Becca Bell's Hallmark in Brookhaven. The best little Hallmark store in Delaware County. Give a card. It's the biggest little thing you can do. Let's go back to the second half action with the regular season Strathaven Panthers announcers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Widener University. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and more. And again, great first half of action. 21-16, the East, which is essentially the Del Valle League, plus Cardinal O'Hara and Monsignor Bonner and Sun Valley. And the Glenn Mills School, all combining forces with this 21-16 lead over the West, which is the Central League, plus the Haverford School and Episcopal Academy. So, again, just speaking of we've talked plenty of football just before half, just before that last break about how the first half went. But just to recognize again the efforts of everybody putting this product on the field tonight, and namely the players themselves. We mentioned some guys from Academy Park and Sun Valley and Chester earlier on. Also on the East squad tonight from Archbishop Carroll, number 22, Greg DeSanto in the defensive backfield. We've mentioned Matt Donaldson at defensive end. Ryan Shea at defensive back had a nice play in the first half. Billy McClatchy on the offensive line, number 68 tonight. 4 guys from the 4-6 Archbishop Carroll Patriots who have a new coach, incidentally, coming in next year. Joe Powell, former coach at Archbishop Wood, looking to turn things around at Radnor year beginning in September. From the Glenn Mills School, Martrell Glover and Felix Johnson, along with Robert Passiacco from the 6-4 Battling Bulls, are on the squad tonight. Two Monsignor Bonner guys tonight, and they both had huge plays in the first half. Marcus Collins with a fumble return for a touchdown. He's headed to Iowa this fall. And Sean Quarterman with a 62-yard touchdown pass late in the second quarter to give the East the lead. From Chichester, a tough, tough season in so many ways for Chichester. 0-12, but that was secondary to the loss of their head coach last spring. And again, they had to rally and adjust to a new coaching staff, and really just a tough situation down in Chichester this past year. But good for the five guys who are out there playing their hearts out tonight. John Gillespie at quarterback. The linebacker is Dominic Scavicchio. On the offensive line, Frankie Freeman and Andrew Adams, and Victor Lano in the defensive backfield. From Cardinal O'Hara, 9-2 on the year. Their only losses to state semifinalist Archbishop Wood, Drew Formica, Tyler Gallant, Tom Fanoletti, Sean Dragans, Jeff Smith, Rob Haddish, Sean McFadden, Casey Struess, and Kyle Hilsey. Good contingent from Cardinal O'Hara tonight. And from Innerborough, the biggest crowd on that East roster, from the 7-6 Bucks, a playoff qualifier, knocked off Ridley on Thanksgiving Day for their seventh win. They played well for Steve Lennox all season long, and out there tonight are Chris Long, Ryan Bailey, Joe O'Mara, Mitch Helmendaller, Adam Smith, Craig Blair, Chris Goss, Felix Ortiz on the offensive line, Mike Spramelli on the offensive line, and Zach McMenamin, the defensive end. We'll get to the West squad throughout this second half. Again, we've mentioned many of these guys already, but thanks again, players, coaches, just for putting on quite a show through 24 minutes of football action, but really for your effort and energy over these last couple of weeks. All proceeds tonight going towards a terrific, terrific entity in the Hero Scholarship Fund. All proceeds going to scholarships for children of fallen firefighters, EMTs, and police officers here in Delaware County. Second half officially underway. End over end kick from Glover takes a sideways hop and is filled at the 18 by Shahade Smith. Moving right to left, it's Smith with a seam across the 45-40. 35-40, breaks the tackle, still on his feet, and scoops his way to midfield. Flags everywhere.
I think
we have a face mask near the 45-yard line. Shahade Smith has been lightning in a bottle here for the West squad in the early going, and he's really been just fantastic in all facets. And Smith has given the West terrific field position at midfield, and now they're going to tack 15 more onto it. This is a 15-yard personal foul face mask penalty. So the West, you know, they can't complain about field position tonight. They've been on the east side of the 50 most of the evening. 16 points to show for it so far, but they've left maybe that many on the board in the first half. They'll get another shot at it to start things here in the second half of action. They break the huddle with Sean Blunden, the Ridley quarterback, second team All-Delco in the game for the first time. Thurman Fortune and Jawan Young alongside of him. Receivers are split to either side, tight end to the left. Give inside is Jawan Young off right guard. He skips his way down to near the 30-yard line. Gain of 4 for Jawan Young. Third carry of the night, and that's been his most productive of the three totes. Joining Jawan Young from Pencrest tonight, Tom Weathers, defensive back and kicker, Robbie Marston and Kyle Winter and Nick Quinton's all on the offensive line for Pencrest. And we mentioned a new coach on his way in this year at Sun Valley to be named. Well, they have a new coach named at Pencrest. That's longtime defensive coordinator Garnet Valley. Rich Stroop is going to be the new head coach at Pencrest in this upcoming 2011 season. Jawan Young on second down off the right side takes it to maybe the 29 for a couple more. Brings up third down and 4 to go.
This is where the West has gotten themselves in some trouble. They get these 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5. And they can't seem to do anything. Of course, here they're at their own. Their east 30. So they're obviously in four down territory. But they gotta get the first down.
Big Ted Gramiak, offensive tackle on the right side from Episcopal Academy, the only member of the Churchmen on the field tonight. He's in at right tackle. Give is to Thurman Fortune off that right side, and he's going to be close to a first down. I think he's a yard shy.
Yep.
Out of that shotgun set there, Fortune and Young could do some damage there when they get themselves going. But here, Fortune a yard shy, picks up 3 Fourth down and a yard. Fourth and one. Sean Blunden brings in the play. Actually, the cousin of another former Ridley quarterback going back about 20 years, Matt Blunden. Had a cup of coffee in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs way back when. And here's Sean, led the Raiders to a 10-2 record this year. Here, fourth and one. Gives to Jawan Young. Lowers his shoulder. Plows across the 25, and I think he has it. Needed the 25-yard line. They're going to give him that and about 8 inches more. Didn't get it by much, so good work by that defense. George Thompson from Academy Park with help from Zach McMenamin and Big 80 in the middle. He's been very tough to move, Darrell Hill.
Looks like the West here is going to be, bounding out in the ground at least for a little while. We'll see what this next play is.
9:28 and counting here in the third quarter. The West trailing 21-16, but they are on the move. A terrific kick return from Shahid Smith set them up. First and 10 from the 25. Blunden with backs to either side of him. This is Thurman Fortune trying to turn it wide off the left side. Cuts it back. Gets the line of scrimmage and not much else. Not much else. Thanks to number one George Thompson, along with 44 Dominic Scavicchio of Chichester. We mentioned Ted Gramiak from Episcopal, the only member of Episcopal Academy's squad on the field tonight. Also, flying solo from the Haverford School is Mike Tomczak at tight end, and also we mentioned him earlier, Haddon Corbett at nose guard from Harrington. Corbett, a fantastic wrestler, was a state qualifier, and certainly did the job on the football field as well. Second and 9 from the 24. Fortune off the right side. Squirts his way off the right guard inside the 20. Good push that time. Leading the way, big 78, Nick Quintons.
This is looking like a Strathaven offensive team.
And, they put their heads down and pushing people around now. Fortune, leading rusher so far for the West as he picks up 7 more. 5 carries for 24 yards. Forward the Strathaven fullback. Receivers are split. Shaw to the left. Denzel Thompson to the right. Tight end to the right is Ivan Thomas. On third down and 4, it's Fortune again off the right side. Tries to stretch it out, and he's thrown backwards. Great work there from number 42, Tyler Glover from Penwood. First team all Delco, first team all Del Val. Offensive line, defensive line, punter. He does a little bit of everything in Central League. First and 10 from the West 49. Trips to the left. Single receiver to the near side is Davis. He's matched up with Dante Allen. Gillespie in the gun on first and 10. Back to pass. Looking down the seam it goes. Throwing. Heisey in coverage, and it's intercepted by Duncan at the 20. Duncan looking for room up this near sideline. Cuts across the 30 out to the 36. Gillespie overthrew him, and Norm Duncan with an interception. Overthrown just a bit. Duncan and Heisey in very good position there.
Let's try to recap real quick the East possession, because I think we were off the air for most of that.
We were off for a couple of minutes there, and the East had a nice little drive going there. Strung together a couple of nice runs from Felix Johnson of Glenn Mills. A nice pass play to Khalees Smith for a gain of 18. The first completion of the night for Gillespie. But now an interception by Ridley's Norm Duncan has given the ball back to the West. First and 10 at their own 36-yard line. They trail 21-16 with 4:10 to play here in the third quarter. So, sorry for the technical problem. It was out of our control, but Mike Mayer, working his magic on the computer, has this thing back up and running. Sean Blunden, back to pass on first and 10. With time now in trouble, throws, and it gets it away, but it falls incomplete. Looking for Rob McCurdy, but he was thrown down just as he let it go. Number 29 with heavy pressure, that's Marcus Collins of Monsignor Bonner. He's been a force on the defensive side of the ball. So Blunden, though, for his first two throwing it. Jake Helms, the quarterback for the entirety of the first half for the West. Whereas on the East side, they've really rotated three quarterbacks, really series by series. The West has decided to go with a quarterback really for one half at a time, so it seems. Blunden in the game, in the shotgun, Matt Craig alongside of him. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Cosgrove split to that far side. Back is Blunden. Floats to this near sideline. Lots of running room for Matt Craig. Good speed across the 40, across the 50, and he's banged into at the 45-yard line. Met the tackler head on there. Hanging in there and knocking him out of bounds is number 20, Tom Familetti. but not before Craig takes a little flare pass to the 45-yard line with 3:53 to play here in the third. The West in business. Gain of 24 on the play.
Well, the West has been able to move the ball fairly effectively, and then they cross the 50, and then even if they get into the red zone, they just can't seem to punch it anymore. Of course, we're almost at the end of the third quarter, and neither team has scored at this stage of the game, and we had a kind of a score fest going on the first half, so it's just a different ball game.
Gain of 19, rather, on that play. Three catches for 72 yards for Matt Craig, three catches for 97 yards for Shahid Smith, so two of the running backs doing most of the damage through the air game. Back is Blunden with time. Down the seam he goes. Good strong throw, but off the hands of Mike Tomczak at the 32. Incomplete, it falls. Brings up second down and 10. Tomczak would like another shot at that one. Had a little room in front of him if he could have hauled it in. 3:47 to play here in the second half. I'm sorry, in this third quarter.
Right.
I'm in college basketball mode all of a sudden, and football in June. It's fun, but it is a bit of a wake-up call. We're shaking off some rust, too. Second and 10 from the 45. Blunden in the gun. Matt Craig on his left hip. Two receivers to the left, and he's looking that way. Steps up in the pocket, now running out of time. Steps makes one man miss, two man miss, still scrambling for his life. Blunden lets it fly into double coverage, and Shahid Smith with a tremendous catch. Oh, my goodness. Smith is putting on a show. Gain of just 9. Terrific escapability in the backfield there from Blunden. Then threw it up for grabs. A bit of a dangerous throw, but when Shahid Smith can go up and get it, hey, they'll take it. Gain of 9. It's going to bring up third down and 1, and Smith with 108 yards receiving now. My goodness.
That was one heck of a catch.
Blunden was... looked to be dead to rights about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage and finally did let it go. And, wow, Smith with one hand and a defender draped on his back and another in front of him somehow comes up with it. Third and 1 from the 36 now. Smith off the right side. First down and more. Down inside the, well, near the 30-yard line, and they'll stop him there. Gain of 6 more for Shahid Smith, who is... much as he did in the first half, starting to take over this game on the offensive side of the ball. West trailing by 5, inside of 3 minutes to play in the third quarter, but number 3 in red, doing everything he can to turn this thing around. Smith joined by some of his high school teammates, a good number of his high school teammates tonight. We'll get to that in a moment, of all the Ridley representatives here. First and 10 from the 30. Blunden gives to Matt Craig. He has room off the left side. Turns a corner at the 25. Speed across the 15. And Matt Craig will do a head first flip into the end zone. Touchdown for the Cougars senior. And the West is back on top.
Now that was a good series. That's exactly what the West needed to pull this thing out. Took them the whole third quarter, but they got it. Now the East, of course, going to have to worry about answering to that. But at best, it'll be a two-point lead for the West now.
A 30-yard run for Matt Craig, the biggest running play of the night for either team. And Craig just turned that turned the corner on that left side, and his straightaway speed is just tremendous.
Well, we saw him play against Strathaven twice this year, rather unusual. And once in the regular season, and once as a playoff team.
And he found a seam a couple of times against them as well. And again, he's been clocked at 4.3, 4.4. Just tremendous 40-yard speed there. He only had to go 30. Almost lost his footing inside the 5, and that. Head first flip into the end zone, a little bit of showmanship, and almost out of necessity, he was starting to lose his balance there as well. So 22-21.
Looks like the West may be considering a two-point here, which of course will make this a three-point difference.
22-21, and the recipe or the chart that used to run on Rich Kotite, if you remember back to the former Eagles coach.
Now you're going back. You were just a baby then.
I remember Rich Kotite for all the wrong reasons. When it rained.
Were there the right reason?
Well, he was good for a quote now and then. or his brutal honesty on the day that he didn't know what to do. When it rained and the chart... on when to go for one or when to go for two, the ink apparently ran. So God forbid we think
impromptu, right?
Yeah, you know, but, well, I digress.
Yes.
Second, it'll be a two-point try upcoming here for the West. They lead it by one on the strength of a 30-yard touchdown run from Matt Craig here late in the third quarter. 22-21 is your score. Helms in the game, I formation behind him. Helms floats a fade pattern looking for Shaw. Jump ball again. He leaps and he makes the grab. Deion Shaw climbs the ladder 9 yards deep, and he and Helms connect again for a two-point conversion, and that was a thing of beauty. 24-21 on the two-point conversion. With that in mind, we'll catch our breath here with 2:13 to play in the third quarter. 24-21, the West over the East in a barn burner. Stick with us. We'll be back in a moment here on HavenFootball.net.
In Australia, we always have a fresh take on life, and everyone's invited to the barbie. And at Outback Steakhouse, that same fresh spirit inspires everything we do, like our extra-large snow crab legs, freshly steamed, sweet, succulent, and bursting with crab meat, served with our tender signature sirloin set to perfection just the way you like it. All for a way down under price of only $13.95. Once you've tasted fresh, mate, you'll never settle for anything less. It's always fresh in the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse in Springfield is a proud sponsor of the Hero Bowl. Eat in or take out, 610-544-9889. Make it Outback tonight.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. 24-21, the West on top, and a high end over and kick coming down. Anthony Davis at the 8-yard line. Looks for running room, makes one man miss, steps over a person at the 30 and then down at the 35-yard line. And the West back on top for the first time in a while. They led 16-0 in the first quarter, fell behind 21-16, and now on the strength of a 74-yard drive keyed by a whole bunch of Ridley guys. Actually, yep. Norm Duncan with the interception to start the drive. A big second and 10 connection between Blunden and Shahade Smith on a fantastic catch. Smith picks up the first down to follow it, and then Matt Craig takes it in from 30 yards out to give them the lead, and then for the extra point, Deion Shaw with a beautiful catch 9 yards deep in the end zone for the two-point conversion. East trying to answer. Quarterman into the game. Give inside is to the fullback, and he is met immediately there by Alex Gasitz,
who was
along with Chris Martin,
who was a monster for Strathaven last year. Actually, both of them were.
Yeah, Martin and Gasitz. We called those two names together time and time again for the Panthers.
They had some great tackles at key parts of the game.
No gain on that play for number 28, Franklin. Julian Franklin, 180-pounder out of Archbishop Carroll. Trips to the right. Shotgun formation, Quarterman. One receiver to the left. Holy now a shotgun snap through his hands. Dixon Dugan shoves him out of the way and pounces on the fumble. The third quarter has belonged to the Ridley guys. We just talked about the offense, and now Sam Dixon Dugan pounces on a fumble back at the 22-yard line. Dave Jankowskis blocking up front. We just mentioned a moment ago how Shaw, Smith, Blunden, and Duncan keyed that last series. And now the West with a three-point lead and 1:19 to play in the third, looking to take advantage of another shotgun snap gone awry. We mentioned it early on that for all the challenges of short practices, few practices, for all the rewards that a spread offense can bring you, the risk can be high even with the most basic of plays. Here's Blunden. Gives to Thurman Fortune. He scoots his way off the left side and he takes it to the 20 for a gain of just 2. And again, I say the most basic of plays with all due respect. Anybody who's ever tried a shotgun snap, it's not not the easiest thing to do, knowing that somebody's about to pop you the minute you let it go. But or even to do it, you know, without anybody on top of
you. And you're doing it blind. You're not.
Yeah,
you can't look. You just got to kind of feel where the quarterback is.
These centers do a terrific job, and the sad part of it is they're only ever noticed when there's a mistake. Give inside is to Jawan Young, and he is dropped after for a loss on the play. Good pressure again. Darrell Hill in the middle of that defense, just as he did for Penwood all year. He is just dominating in the middle.
Well, you know,
They've had no answers.
We talked about the speed, and it seems to me that, yeah, run up the middle every once in a while just to keep the defense honest, but your real strength here is to run outside, and they've been successful with it, particularly with the little I don't want to call them slam passes, but they're really not, the little outside dumps that they've been having, because they've got a lot of open space on those. They've been very successful. I'm not too sure why they're going away from them now. It's been a successful formula.
So the West, with 3rd and 8 upcoming from the East 20-yard line, is going to take a minute to think this over as we've come to the end of the third quarter. 24-21, the West over the East, and we'll take a few minutes to catch our breath with them. Stick with us. You're listening live to High School Football, the 35th Annual Hero Bowl from Wyoming University here on havenfootball.com.
Life is a road you travel with many destinations, like college for the kids, a new house, and retirement. Now your neighborhood State Farm agent, Bob Scatina, can do more than ever to guide you with a State Farm insurance and financial review. You'll get a clear picture of where you stand now and a way to help you plan for where you want to be. Call State Farm agent Bob Scatina now at 610-328-9500 to schedule your free insurance and financial review.
Like a good neighbor.
This Hero Bowl broadcast is the exclusive property of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net and is produced for the private use of our listening audience. No rebroadcast in full or in part is permitted without the express written permission of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net. Your cooperation is appreciated.
Welcome back to Widener University. 3rd down and 8 for the West. Moving left to right to start the fourth quarter. They lead by 3. They have it at the East 20-yard line. Big play upcoming. London in the gun. Young and Fortune alongside them. They play fake to Fortune, keeping himself as London. Looking for room off that left side. He's run out of bounds very nicely. Great closing speed from the secondary, and that's a guy in a black hat over there. Is that Helmendahler? Yep. Helmendahler and Adam Smith in the Innerborough secondary this year have been tremendous, and Helmendahler has had quite a game on the defensive side of the ball, really spotted away a couple potential touchdowns. Now London looked like he had a first down.
Yes, he did. Maybe a touchdown
there.
Yeah.
And he almost by accident looked like he could have had a first down, and Helmendahler closed very quickly. 4th and 6, and here's Tom Weathers on to attempt a 35-yard field goal. Duncan to hold. He puts it down. Flag on the play again. Kick is long enough. It is away. It is short. No good. Falls just short. I thought it had plenty of leg off his foot, but now here's a flag, and let's see. Is this offside or another illegal procedure? Again, formation is another challenge, especially in the special teams game. And here's another illegal procedure. It's a formation foul here against the West. So even if the field goal had been good, it would have been brought back another 5 yards. So Weathers sees it fall short on his second field goal attempt of the night, and the East takes over, dodges a bullet. They still trail by 3, and now Coach Tom Ryan is out there talking to the officials, trying to figure out, so what are we doing wrong here on the
right.
And of course, extra point formation.
The officials tend to give teams a little bit of a break,
sure.
So whatever it is, it's got to be pretty flagrant.
So, the East, after the turnover, dodges a bullet. Trailing by 3, they have a shot here. 1st and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Low snap, flag on the play, direct snap out of the Wildcat. Actually went to Kevon Nottingham. Nottingham takes it to the 21-yard line, but I think this could be a formation penalty as well on the guys in white. Let's see. Red shirts for the West, white head to toe here for the East, and this is illegal procedure. So decision time, do they want to march them back and make it 1st and 15, or do they settle for 2nd and 8? I think head coach Rich Gentile is going to back it up. It'll be 1st and 15 on the 4th penalty of the night for the East. For the West, a couple of other guys we haven't mentioned yet. Mike Cosgrove from Haverford, the only member of the Fords here, and there's two things to say about that. Number one, the Fords are very, very young and should be very, very good next year. They have a lot of underclassmen with a lot of talent. Look out for Haverford next fall. So we'll come back to that in a moment. 1st and 15 here for the East. Wildcat snap again to Nottingham, and ripping him down immediately is Sam Dixon Dugan, and he is having himself a whale of a second half here. He's been in the backfield all night, really an edge rusher here, lining up at linebacker, but he's pretty much pinned his ears back and headed into the backfield. And when they see Nottingham in the you know, he's not a quarterback,
right.
So you know where it's going there.
Surprise. And that's what I never understood about the Wildcat. I mean, it's, the formations are usually so obvious as the, you know, I don't know. I don't understand the play concept.
Quarterback back in the game now. They fake an option and spinning away from one man. Quarterman across the 20, 25. Turns the corner. First down and more across the 30. On the 40. Sheds another tackle and he's out near midfield. Wow. Sean Quarterman showed off the arm in the first half with a 62-yard touchdown on his only pass attempt. And here, shedding tackles, takes it down. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Still, he'll take a gain of 34.
Absolutely.
Well, 29.
Considering they were facing a potential fourth in forever.
Best run play of the night for the East. Gain of 29 for Quarterman. Three carries for 37 yards now. Three receivers split to the right, single to the left. Quarterman in the gun. Juggles the snap again, and he is met immediately. There he is again, Dixon Dugan on the stop. Jeremy Irving meets him there as well, the defensive end from Garnet Valley. Speaking of Garnet Valley, joining Irving tonight are Jake Helms, who quarterbacked in the first half. Kyle Woods has been at nose tackle for a good part of the night. In partial uniform tonight, Brendan Walsh, unfortunately out with an injury, but he was on the roster here for the 7-3 Jaguars. For Radnor, Vinny Cornelia, and inside linebacker Greg DiCocco has been terrific at center tonight. And Rob McCurdy is a good return specialist in his own right. He's been most of tonight at wide receiver. We'll get to a couple of the other guys on the West squad tonight. We've mentioned everybody on the East at some point or another. Second and 14 from the 41. Quarterman back to pass. Rolling to his right. Fires to the outside. Incomplete. Connor McNeil from Garnet Valley in coverage. It's another Jaguar. He was looking out there for Darris Smith. Yeah, and falls incomplete.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but you're going to bring another point about Haverford. I don't know if you're forgetting
Haverford, yeah. No, that's a team to watch. That team started to pile up some points, and they have some talent coming back with Mike Clancy and Pergolese and a JV team that scored a whole lot of points. And really, as Joe Gallagher has started to develop this spread offense over the past couple of years, again, I remember a couple of years ago after a game saying it was in the first year, really the first few weeks they tried it, I said, I got to tell you, I love watching it. It's fun to watch if you guys can stick with it. And he was thanking me to say, hey, you know, it's a real leap for us, but we'll try. Anyway, here's Quarterman back to pass and under heavy pressure on third down. He's looking, firing down the field. It is intercepted. Beautiful interception by Dante Allen, but a flag comes from the back judge, and we'll have to check it.
It doesn't look it's an offensive pass or defensive pass interference, though.
Dante Allen with an extremely athletic play. He just literally dove over top of that man, and I don't think it's interference on him on that play. Now, if there's contact elsewhere in the secondary, but for my money, I don't think it's interference on Allen, but well, it is interference somewhere, somehow. And if it was Allen, I didn't see it. If it was somebody else, well, okay. But great play by Quarterman. That ball, that really could have been a sack.
Yes.
And he, again, eluded the rush. You'd see all sorts of talent. Again, that's Monsignor Bonner this year. Finished 5-5. They're playing in the AAA division in the Philadelphia Catholic League, which is a league that is absolutely loaded. So to even think about getting even all league honors is tough when you're dealing with Archbishop Wood and Cardinal O'Hara in the same division. So you've got the All-Delco quarterback, Drew Laughlin, who was fantastic this year for Cardinal O'Hara. You've got McCartney up at Archbishop Wood as well. So, you know, this guy's playing third fiddle, but you can see all sorts of talent from Quarterman. Speaking of talent, here's Kevon Nottingham across the 40 to the 35-yard line on first and 10. Let's see where they mark him out. Maybe just shy of the 35 at the 36. Gain of about 8 for Nottingham. So the Penwood guys showing up tonight. As well, we've mentioned Darrell Hill and Covington on the defensive side of the ball time and time again. Khalil Smith caught a pass not too long ago, and Nottingham starting to get his sea legs in the backfield now with 9:04 and counting to play in the fourth. The West on top, 24-21, but the East driving. This started back at their own 20-yard line after a missed field goal. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. It's Anthony Davis. Felix Johnson, the halfback, alongside of Quarterman. They give it to Johnson, looking for room off that right side, trying to turn the corner, and a crushing block from Smith laid out Gasitz, and he's pushed out of bounds, and wow, you heard the yell from the crowd, and that's from a backside block from the slot receiver. Khalil Smith just unloaded. It gave Johnson the corner to the tune of, well, another 6-7 yards down to the 26-yard line.
Good clean hit, but Gasitz never saw it coming.
Never saw it coming, and again, that's... Again, I was just mentioning these Penwood guys are showing up to play tonight, and there's another one. That's his, never mind, that's one that wants to show up on the stat sheet. He's on the stat sheet with the catch for 18 yards in the third quarter.
You're not going to see
that one he's going to remember.
You're not going to see hits like that in the Pro Bowl, I'll tell you that.
First and 10 from the 26. East on the move, trailing by 3. Quarterman sends Smith in motion, takes a snap, looking for room off the near side, and Jeremy Irving says no. Irving and Dixon Dugan combine on the tackle yet again. Those two guys have met in the backfield all night, and now there's a new energy on the field there. A little chattering after the play there.
Oh, yeah.
Loss of 5. Irving and Dixon Dugan, those edge rushers have been tremendous.
Yeah, that looked like a broken play. I think he meant to hand it off or expected somebody to be there, and nobody was.
Zimmer and Gasitz check out. Kamara and Cornelia check in at inside linebacker. Starting to get some hand-waving and some energy on the defensive side of the ball, trying to get fired up here. Two receivers to either side this time. Again, shotgun spread. Chris Long is the halfback. Quarterman back to pass. On 2nd and 14, fires down the middle. It is incomplete. Duncan in coverage, in good coverage, intended for Smith, down at the 15, falls incomplete.
Well, this is going to, and we're now in a situation with 3rd and 14. You know, East is close to putting some points on the board here. They're down by 3, 7 minutes left in the game. They're going to have to get something together. And, of course, it's interesting because the West almost has to say, look, we either got to stop them or let them score because we need time to come back and score ourselves.
24-21, 3rd and 15, probably, well, you don't know. You don't know what their kicking game is like. I'm not sure what the range is for Chris Long. Probably 4-down territory. Juggled snap, and it falls to the turf, and falling on top of it is Quarterman to save the possession, but they'll lose 4 on the play. In the backfield in a big hurry was Big 67 to cover him, Kyle Wenner.
Now here's a situation, 4th and... 20,
yep.
From the 35. I think I would try to corner kick a punt and just try to bury these guys, get the ball back.
Doesn't look like they'll agree with that idea. Chris Martin jumping around here, trying to get a big pass rush. Kamara saying, bring the noise, guys. Let's get it going. The defense loves a play like this.
Yep.
This is where they can say, we know where it's going, or so we think.
Yep.
We're going to go get that quarterback now. 4th and almost 20. From the 35, Quarterman in the gun. Back to pass. Running out of time. Steps up in the pocket. Hit by Martin, and it falls incomplete. Chris Martin had him around the waist. Couldn't step into the throw, and a big pass rush from the Strathaven end squashes the East drive. Very promising drive for the East. That's their best offensive
yep.
series of the night there, and really self-destructed a little bit there with a couple of juggled snaps.
Well, we've seen it happen for both sides of the both teams tonight. Some really nice offensive plays, put together some stuff, and then it just gets stalled, which I think says something about where the defense is. You know, that West defense was on that field a long time, and they had the energy to stop this thing.
So now with 6:21 to play here in the fourth, Jake Helms back in the game at quarterback. Two receivers to his right. Matt Craig is the halfback. Back to passes Helms. Floats it to Craig in the near sideline. Ball was tipped, but Craig hauls it in anyway. Stays on his feet to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Craig's had a hard time with this turf tonight, slipping and stumbling in a couple of different spots. Gain of just a yard on his fourth catch of the night. You know, the philosophy, all things considered, on the west side of the offense is a good one. When you look at the way they've distributed the ball, yes, you have Shaw on the edge. Yes, you have Ivan Thomas, a good pass catcher at tight end. But you get it to Smith and Craig out of the backfield mm-hmm. 8 total times now. Just catching passes in the flat. Get those speedy guys in space. Second down and 9. Shotgun snap. It's going to be Craig off the left side. Carries a tackler out across the 40 to the 41. Gain of 5 for Matt Craig. His last carry, a 30-yard run, gave the West the lead at the 2:13 mark of the third quarter, and that's where the score stands now, 24-21 West.
Well, you know, good football philosophy is you get running backs who can catch vis-a-vis Westbrook in the pros.
Right.
But certainly what Haven saw with Fortune, and, you know, you get these guys, and boy, if they can catch a pass and you can get them out in the flat, like you said, let them make their own running situation, and they do, and it's extremely effective.
108 yards receiving for Shahade Smith, 73 yards receiving for Matt Craig to go with 43 yards rushing. Both of them with over 100 yards of total offense. Terrific work. And now here, timeout just before the delay of game flag. Timeout for the West. 4:46 to play here in the fourth. They are hanging on by three, but have third and five upcoming. We'll be back in 30 seconds to see what they can do with it. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football here at Widener University, the Hero Bowl 2011.
Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy.
Did you know that the first Father's Day celebration was way back in 1910, but didn't become official until 1966? Did you also know that Beckenbell's Hallmark in Brookhaven is the best place to find great Father's Day cards and gifts? They have Phillies and Eagles mugs, as well as great frames for your favorite picture, as well as sentimental and humorous cards for that special dad in your life. Pay a visit to the fine folks at Beckenbell's Hallmark in Brookhaven, located on Edgemont Avenue at the 352 Shopping Plaza between Kmart and Pathmark. Free gift wrapping, too.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action in the Hero Bowl. The West on top, 24-21. Third and five from their own 40. Looking to try to melt some clock here and keep the chains moving. Jake Helms back to pass. The Garner Valley passer looking deep down the middle. Has his man out there. Shahade Smith's got it at the 20. Sheds a tackle, and he will dance on in. Touchdown, West. And that could be the dagger. 60 yards, Helms to Smith. And what a show number three in red has put on tonight, and what a fine throw.
I was going to say, that was a
great
pass.
Jake Helms, the coverage really was not bad at all. Put it on his outside shoulder, a nice adjustment by Smith to haul it in at the 20, shed a tackle at the 10, and stepped into the end zone with 4:33 to play here in regulation. 9-point lead, Tom Weathers of Pencrest looking to make it 10. Norm Duncan to hold. He spots it well. Kick is away. Plenty of leg this time, and Weathers is good. And now there's a big collision in the backfield there.
No flag.
No flags for running into the kicker or the holder there. Duncan took quite a shot there in getting that ball down. In the meantime, 31-21, the West on top of the East. And head coach from Upper Darby, Rich Gentile, has five of his guys in the lineup tonight. Amara Kamara, the inside linebacker. Ivan Thomas, who's caught a couple of passes at his tight end spot. Corey Harrison has done a nice job. You know, it's saying something about a cornerback when you don't mention his name all night, you know.
Right.
And, you know, Corey Harrison's doing a job over on the edge there at the corner. And then a couple of late replacements on the defensive and offensive lines. Michael Wendt in the game at defensive tackle has done a nice job, along with Pat DeMunel. So, again, five Royals from the Rich Gentile squad chipping in, and the two guys from Lower Merion. A tough season at Lower Merion, 0-11, but Zeke Zimmer and Sam Fisher, two of them were undersized high school players, and Mike mentioned earlier that, you know, that's the beauty of high school football. Sometimes you can play. You can weigh 150 pounds or less and still be a pretty good player. Well, Zeke Zimmer at 180 pounds, decent-sized linebacker. Sam Fisher at 160 pounds is not an offensive guard-sized person, but there he did. He played that guard spot well. Here's a short kickoff. It's fielded by an up man and pitched backwards to Anthony Davis. He takes it out to the 25-yard line, is met there by Chaz Fisher on the special teams tackle and Amara Kamara. So Fisher and Kamara stop the East's kick returner, Davis, ever dangerous. In fact, got them on the board with a 98-yard return on the final play of the first quarter. But the West defense has been pretty solid overall.
Yeah, well, the East is, you know, they really stayed in this game due to some spectacular plays, and I'm kind of sitting waiting for the next one to happen.
Marple Newtown with two players in tonight's game. We mentioned both of them, Christian Whiteside in the offensive guard and Brian Kelly at defensive end. Two receivers to either side. The East trying to cut into a 10-point deficit. Gillespie firing down the seam. Alex Heising in coverage. And here it's still, what's the call? Incomplete. Looking for Davis. Heising stride for stride with the burner down the middle there. And they both were juggling and fighting for it as they hit the ground. And nice work there from Duncan to come in at the end and maybe jar it loose.
Yeah, it looks like they were wrestling for it in the ground, so I wasn't, I could have gone either way.
Really nice throw there from Gillespie.
It's only one place you could have put it.
Yep, that's a nice shot down the seam there. And again, timing in a passing game is not something you get overnight, or certainly not in five or six practices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these guys have done tonight is really pretty impressive. Gillespie, 2nd and 10 from his 35, back again, looking to his right. Heavy pressure this time, steps away from it, steps down the middle, throws, and it's intercepted. Here's Harrison, looking for room at the 35. Harrison down the far sideline, running away from everybody at the 10, and he will score. Well, there's the Carroll curse, but in a good way for the West. I said, boy, Corey Harrison, we've hardly mentioned his name all night. Here he goes 40 yards with an interception. And another 6 points for the West. So both teams have scored a defensive touchdown tonight, and Corey Harrison, a pick six, with just 3:59 to play.
Well, that will probably be the final nail in the coffin, I think, for the East, although they stuck with it. And I'll tell you, I still think the East may come back with some super play and score again, but now it's pretty much out of reach.
Second interception off the arm of Gillespie. Oh, are they saying he stepped out
yeah.
of bounds?
Ooh,
oh,
there.
My goodness.
I'm sitting
right.
looking to
well,
score.
Not a pick six, but an interception nonetheless for Corey Harrison. Give him 23 on the return as they spot the football at the 16-yard line. Now timeout on the field for the East as they, I think they were thinking touchdown as well, and they're
yeah.
now trying to scramble and run 11 white shirts onto the defensive side. So in the meantime, with 3:59 to play, the score remains 31-21, but the West in business here. 1st and 10 at the 16-yard line, looking for more. We'll stick with, we'll keep it right here.
Fine.
We, it's likely a quick timeout here, so Mike,
this is the code we use.
Yeah.
I point at
you
the screen,
at the
and
screen
you tell
and
me
and
that
I,
we'll
and I say, here. Yeah, so I was looking elsewhere here, just making sure we've named really every single player tonight who's done a great job, and we have, in the course of the action or certainly in between breaks here. So, you know, you're looking at almost 100 kids here who've chipped in on really some hot days over the last few weeks, and over a dozen coaches from several different schools, that's head coaches and assistants alike. And really, terrific show put on here at the 35th Annual Hero Bowl. West holding a 10-point lead and the football with 3:59 to play. 1st and 10 from the 16-yard line. Sean Blunden of Ridley is your quarterback. Gives the Thurman Fortune. Cut back, takes it inside the 15 to the 14. Gain of just 2 for Fortune. Clock continuing to melt now.
Yeah, at this stage of the game, I think if... Well, first down would be at the 6-yard line, 6-7-yard line.
Right.
So if the West can manage the punches across for first down, I think that's pretty much all she wrote.
Something tells me you're going to have kids who are going to want to score a touchdown in a Hero Bowl. They'd have a hard time.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to take knees or not.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Rob McCurdy split to the far side. Denzel Thompson to the near side. Blunden in the shotgun. Give inside is to Jawan Young, and he goes nowhere. No quit in the east side, certainly. Drew Formica in on the tackle with number 82. That's Chester's Martin Turner, defensive back. He slid inside to a linebacker spot at the moment.
Both teams are down to one timeout each, so there's not a whole lot of a fudge factor here.
3rd and 9 after a loss of a yard for Jawan Young. Young in a tough spot there this year at Pencrest, and all the Pencrest guys 2 years ago just had one of the more prolific offenses in Delaware County history.
Yep.
And just were hammered by graduation. Just a special group of seniors for Pencrest in 09 and 10 in 2010 just changed. Here's a deceased part up the middle. Speak of the devil, there's Jawan Young right up the gut for a touchdown.
Ooh.
16 yards straight up the middle, and there it is again. Get talking Pencrest, and there's Juwan Young from 16 yards out, punches it in with 2:27 to play.
That was a pretty play. Right up the middle, didn't look like there was anything there, but it was nice opening for him.
37-21, extra point pending, and here's another Pencrest kid going to try to punch it through. Norm Duncan of Ridley again will hold. With 2:27 to play, the West on top. Now 38-21.
No good.
And again, little collisions in the backfield here.
Yeah, they ruled it no good, so it's still
37. No good?
Yep.
No good. Okay. So in the meantime, 37-21 is where your score will stay. I was watching the, again, collision in the backfield at the point of attack there and the kicking game. Got to worry about those kickers and holders. They're in a vulnerable spot there.
Yes, they are.
In the meantime, kids are playing hard, playing clean. You know, we've seen some penalties tonight in the sense of, you know, your holdings, your illegal procedures and so forth. But I will say, in years past, we've seen personal fouls. We've seen tempers get out of hand. We saw probably a couple minutes of chirping tonight between the two teams. But other than that, the only personal foul of the night was a face mask on a punt return, which, again,
which
incidental, really, you know,
right?
Not intentional, but, you know, certainly really a very well coached, very well played game, and just really been fun to watch here at Widener tonight. 35th Annual Hero Bowl has lived up to its billing, 37-21, with 2:27 to play, the West on top. The speed and skill has frankly been very evident. Weathers, short kickoff hit the up man and bounced right backwards towards the West coverage team, and let's see who's on it. The West may have recovered this. Let's see. Now it's trying to squib it, and it bounced off the man.
Boy.
10 yards away, and good for the East. They pounced right on it and will get really very good field position now at their own 46-yard line. So we'll see who they run out here. Yep, it's Sean Quarterman of Monsignor Bonner. Quarterman has really directed the best offensive drive of the night. Was responsible for the only offensive touchdown of the night for the East, a 62-yard pass to Anthony Davis of Chester late in the second quarter. Carl Coleman of Academy Park split to the far side. Quarterman in at quarterback. Two receivers either side. Chris Long runs right into Dixon Dugan and Jeremy Irving again. Well, could just rewind and press play on that call. That's happened time and time again. Those edge rushers have had their way tonight. So again, there's something to be said for the size up front. There's also something to be said for the quickness.
I was going to say the quickness, because the penetration is just unbelievable. I mean, that play, the defenders got there as the ball was handed off. So there was no place for him to go.
Chris Long handled the kicking duties very well tonight. His first carry late in the game here goes for a loss of 2. Second and 12 from their own 44, the East moving right to left. They split Bailey to the far side. Slot right is Anthony Davis. Quarterman in the gun. Back to pass again. Edge rush coming, and Dixon Dugan's got him again. Sam Dixon Dugan, another sack back at the 37-yard line. And, you know, they're going to hand out offensive and defensive MVP awards after the game. If I had to make a vote myself, I think it's Shahade Smith of Ridley on the offensive side of the ball for the West. I'd say Sam Dixon Dugan has a shot on the defensive side of the ball for another Ridley guy. For the East, you know, Anthony Davis has had two tremendous plays, one of them on offense and one on special teams, but he scored two of the three East touchdowns, the Chester Speedster. You'd have to wonder about him.
Yep.
You know, your next best candidate on offense might be the quarterback from Bonner here, Sean Quarterman. On defense, there's a number of candidates there. Darrell Hill, the nose tackle, has been immovable all night. Formica's had a nice game from O'Hara. Here's Quarterman under heavy pressure. Scrambles away, makes one two-man miss, and Dixon Dugan's got him finally at the 40-yard line. Gain of 3. But, man, that could have been a loss of a bunch. And Quarterman escapes out to the 40-yard line. 20 seconds, 19 seconds, 18 seconds to play here in regulation. 37-21 the West, and I don't know if they're going to run another offensive play. Yes, I guess they will. Timeout for the East. And we're going to take we're going to keep it right here with just 11 seconds to play. Jason Voszewski is going to try to pull out one more fun play out of his bag of tricks here for the East to really put up a heck of a fight. This was 16-0 with 9 seconds to play in the first quarter. West looked like it was on its way to a blowout. East had absolutely nothing going. And then 21 straight points for the East. They actually held that lead, 21-16 at halftime. Mitch Helmendahler, speaking of defensive MVPs in the backfield, has broken up two touchdown passes, two clear touchdown passes to Deion Shaw tonight. So, again, a number of good plays on the defensive side of the ball for the East. But the West, just a little too much, a little too much speed, and they're enjoying themselves now, as they know with just a few seconds left, it's academic. 37-21, but the East is going to try it at least one more time. And the West looking to avenge a loss last year. The East took this one in 2010, and the 2011 Hero Bowl looks like it's going to the West here. Sean Quarterman of Monster Senior Bonner in the shotgun one more time at least. Fourth down and 17 from his 39. Three receivers to his right. Back to pass. Takes a snap. Fires a seam. Incomplete to this near sideline. Looking for long in the flat. Incomplete. Vinny Cornelia in coverage from Radner. And with 7 seconds to play, looks like the West will take a knee, or they may just line it up. We'll see. I guess they'll try it one more time. West guys are having fun now, just slapping hands. Quintons, Kamara, these guys, hey, there's some friendships and fun to be had here as well over these last couple weeks of practices and so forth. And
lots of bragging rights. Always nice to beat somebody that you know about. And, you know, of course, they all get together for dinner last night. And, it, you know, listen, there's a certain amount of pride within athletes.
They're going to run this clock out. They will not make them snap the ball and take a knee one more time. 2 seconds, right. 1 second, and that's the ball game. 37-21, the West All-Stars over the East. That's the Central League, plus Haverford School and Episcopal Academy on top of the Del Valle League this year. Del Valle joined by Cardinal O'Hara, Monsignor Bonner, Sun Valley, and Archbishop Carroll and the Glenn Mills School. So, hey, heck of a game. Back and forth we went. We're going to take a short timeout, be back for the post-game awards. We will announce the offensive and defensive MVPs, and so stick with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to wrap things up here on HavenFootball.net.
Kelly and Regis for the new TD Bank.
Today, we have Mr. Owl, a nocturnal creature.
Nocturnal? If he's only awake at night, then when does he bank? I mean, he can't go to an ATM. He doesn't have any hands. And why does he keep staring at me?
Well, first of all, Regis, he's not going to any bank because he's an owl. But I'm guessing if he did, he'd go to TD Bank because they're open late.
TD Bank is open early and open late.
He's scaring me.
With legendary service and hassle-free seven-day banking, TD Bank is America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC.
In Australia, we always have a fresh take on life, and everyone's invited to the barbie. And at Outback Steakhouse, that same fresh spirit inspires everything we do, like our extra-large snow crab legs, freshly steamed, sweet, succulent, and bursting with crab meat, served with our tender signature sirloin set to perfection just the way you like it. All for a way down under price of only $13.95. Once you've tasted fresh, mate, you'll never settle for anything less. It's always fresh in the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse in Springfield is a proud sponsor of the Hero Bowl. Eat in or take out, 610-544-9889. Make it Outback tonight.
Life is a road you travel with many destinations, like college for the kids, a new house, and retirement. Now your neighborhood State Farm agent, Bob Scatina, can do more than ever to guide you with a State Farm insurance and financial review. You'll get a clear picture of where you stand now and a way to help you plan for where you want to be. Call State Farm agent Bob Scatina now at 610-328-9500 to schedule your free insurance and financial review.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Widener University. The 35th annual Hero Bowl has given us our football fix for June. It'll have to hold us over until September when Strathaven Panthers kick off their 2011 campaign, but really this is a nice little walk down memory lane for 2010 for us, sure. Frankly. Again, a tremendous season in so many ways in 2010. For us, first and foremost, Strathaven with a memorable run to the state quarterfinals, Central League undefeated co-champs, District 1 champs, and again, just a ton of good memories there. But to see that handful of those guys combined with talent that we saw in the Central League for much of the year, along with the Catholic League that we saw from time to time, and then just going to games on our own, of course, boy, this was a heck of an evening and some really terrific football played and coached tonight. 37-21 is your final for the West. Again, it's in a really a way to avenge their loss from last year. And as we had suggested, we talked about the MVP's moment just a few moments ago. We took a couple of guesses. I was right on three out of the four, actually.
Good for you.
For the East, the MVP, the offensive MVP tonight, Chester's Anthony Davis, a 62-yard touchdown catch gave the East their first lead, and actually he got the ball rolling for them. A highlight film, 98-yard kick return touchdown on the last play of the first quarter. Well-deserving. Congratulations to Anthony Davis, the 6-foot, 185-pound wide receiver from Chester. On the defensive side of the ball, well, why not give it to the guy who scored the other touchdown tonight, Marcus Collins from Monsignor Bonner with a 60-yard fumble return for a score, a number of other tackles. Number 29 in white was all over the field tonight, and good for him. Congratulations to the Bonner senior for the defensive MVP. And for the offense, well, it was a couple of Ridley guys. I'm sorry, for the West, it was a couple of Ridley guys. We guessed right. On the defensive side of the ball, how many times tonight did we say Sam Dixon Dugan?
Yep, he was in mouth.
And how many times did we say, boy, he's in the backfield again, making sacks, recovering a fumble, so many other plays on top of it. And finally, on the offensive side of the ball, the Ridley guy, the smallest guy on the field tonight, the 5'6" speedster, Shahade Smith, over 100 yards receiving, a rushing touchdown to give the West a 16-0 lead in the first quarter. He made big play after big play when the West needed the most. Well-deserving. Congratulations to Shahade Smith. Number 3 in red tonight is your offensive MVP for the West. So, frankly, they'll give a trophy to those four guys, and they'll deserve it. But, boy, you have 90-plus MVPs out on the field tonight who went out there, played with a ton of energy, a ton of heart, hard-hitting and clean, clean football. And congratulations to them and their coaching staffs. Just a tremendous job. It was a pleasure to be here, a pleasure to call it. Thank you again to everybody here at Widener University that makes this experience for us a piece of cake to just come in, set up the broadcast. Super helpful. The PA team is great. The facilities people are terrific. And, again, everybody associated with the Hero Bowl committee and makes this a lot of fun for us and a way to give back. So speaking of giving back, again, the next time we'll do this in terms of the Hero Bowl, we hope is the 2012 event. But in the meantime, if you have a chance and are interested in donating or helping further for the Hero Fund, Sunday, October 9th, the 5K Run for Heroes at 9 a.m. starts at the Springfield Township Building. Check it out, www.delcorunforheroes.com. There are cash prizes if you can run real fast. But in the meantime, and more importantly, that run has raised over $250,000 for that fund. So again, check it out, www.delcorunforheroes. That's Sunday, October 9th in Springfield. Just another way to give back. So thanks to all the fans who were here. Again, all proceeds, whether it be concessions, whether it be ticket prices, everything else, going to a terrific fund, the scholarship fund for the children of fallen EMTs, firefighters, and police. And again, thanks again. So we're going to wrap it up until, well, sometime in September. Panther season is right around the corner, thank goodness. And we will be there to join you, of course. For Pete Fulgenetti and Paul Heise, part of our team here at HavenFootball.net. For Mike Meyer, as always, great job, Mike. Thanks for all the effort, the energy, and putting this thing together, the engineering and color commentary. Signing off one more time, Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight. We loved every minute of it here at Widener. The West on top of the East, 37-21 at the 2011 Hero Bowl. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of www.havenfootball.net, Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.